Welcome to iPodcast Magic Missile, where we play games and talk geek. Broadcasting every week from the New River Valley in the beautiful mountains of Southwest Virginia, we bring you audio from some of the most exciting games, new and old. No actual wizard spells here, just actual play from great games. This is iPodcast Magic Missile.
Alright, Will, who's got the highest HX with Sadiq?
Wyatt is absent. Hey, absent. Though we have not met, it appears that you have the highest HX with me.
I don't think that's Sadiq's voice.
Strange. Are you sure?
Okay.
Perhaps you are incorrect in your assumption. I am the Italian guy from perhaps one sort of thing.
Vinny the horse, why are you always
up? He was an undercover mounted police officer.
Vinny the horse.
How is stat?
Top secret.
We don't have that stat.
Moderately secret.
Cool.
I'm pretty cool.
Were you quoting Top Secret?
No. I have no idea what I'm quoting.
So did you have
there
preference?
Are some people impersonating horse in
that. Oh, no, that's Jim Gaffigan.
Either sharp or hard.
About mounted policemen.
Sharp or hard.
And how they probably
really
get many undercover
hard.
Assignments. Vinny the horse. Why
then that shall
the
be.
Horse?
And then do you remember then in the Dresden Files game, Vincenzo Cavaglio?
Cavaglio, yes.
Whose alias was Vinny the horse? Well, because why not? Most of that game was because why not?
I like that game.
I really want to play that again.
The only regret I have is that we never did see those werewolves.
I know. I was super thrilled about the werewolves.
They would have been amazing. Like,
they would have been outstanding.
Like, you can't, what are you going to do? Chain yourself up?
All right.
Get me inside.
So you are... Wait, you're cool and hard, Sadiq?
Mm-hmm.
Who does Ricard have the highest HX with?
Eliza. Still. Bitch stole my hover tank. You're not getting that back.
That's gonna
grudge.
Be the joke.
I hold a grudge. And this is Ricara here?
This is Ricara here.
How about, cool. Let's be cool. Be cool.
Cool.
Arrange for that.
Sharp.
About the hover tank.
Do you do sharp?
Nope.
No? You don't do sharp.
What am I, a leader?
Not traditionally, but...
You know. I mean, is your sharp like negative one?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
All of us, the one that can...
It's your call. I'll do whatever.
What if I make... Oh, shit. Yeah, why not?
I'm sharp.
Cool. Yeah, you're sharp. Sorry, dude.
All right.
How about absinthe, Duncan?
Everyone's tied. So, except Sadiq.
Oh.
I've never heard of you.
What an asshole.
I've never heard of you, but you have seen me naked. I don't know why.
You know what? That seems
like a close relationship. You flipped over to zero or flipped over to one again.
Yeah, sure. Go with
that. It's possible. So, I guess it's one of the two of you.
I haven't done anything yet.
Then you. Tell me what my stat is.
You know what? I think you're pretty cool. Let's be cool.
Alright.
Absent. Wanna highlight car, but I can't. So let's see.
Card. Card.
See, absent to be hard is fun. But
I don't think you use hard for like things.
I actually don't. Wait. I use it for Seize by Force.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Seize by Force.
No, but that's like the serious drawback.
Yeah,
is
exactly.
That I use hard for everything beyond the first attack.
Yup. Battle leaves great, well, battle leaves and driver is great at getting into trouble, bad at getting out.
Yeah.
Driver makes it a little easier.
Because you got a car.
It's true, I can add my car's power to my roll.
You don't have a car, that's ridiculous.
I can add my boat's power to
that. Alright, there we go.
I like boats. So,
a boat.
I don't have a boat. Let's go. You know what? You don't like weird. Absinthe really doesn't like going into the maelstrom.
Absinthe doesn't like going into the maelstrom.
Why don't we? Let's do weird.
Okay.
Alright.
See? Now it'll be interesting.
You. How about twice? Yanni.
Let's see here. How about I got highest with Boo and Ricara. So Caitlin, what do you think?
Oh man.
Are you made of cool or made of sharp?
I'm made of cool and sharp.
Okay.
Just not hot. Hot, I don't do.
Oh, because you roll something else.
I want you to be cool.
Okay.
Be cool,
like the
Fonz. Be cool.
Gonna need to get get out of some shit today.
You're missing one of the characters. He's not written on there. Something happened to him.
Shut up, Will.
Wait, what?
Oh, I like. At one point, you're gonna make a hot roll. Oh no, you don't roll hot at all.
No, I don't.
Damn.
I roll.
All right.
I roll history or cool instead.
That is true.
Do neither of your characters use hot?
No, Eliza does.
Well, I thought she doesn't have weird.
Eliza doesn't use cool, which is twice as primary.
Yeah, it's.
And then twice doesn't use.
She didn't take the brand new move that lets her use weird. She's fairly hot. So.
Yeah, she's up to two.
I love that brand new move, by the way. Because you can make a really freaky brainer. That's awesome. Twice. Oh, fuck it, hard.
Okay,
that
seems good. Cool and hard.
Or you see that as a sentence.
How about Eliza?
Says Caitlin.
I see what you did there. Absinthe. So, Duncan, what do you think?
For who?
For Eliza.
For Eliza.
Just
not cool.
Okay.
I don't do
how it. About weird?
Okay.
Sure.
Running a cult now. You gotta be weird.
Seems good. I think
I'm going to say hard for you for maybe for the next session.
Running.
But you have to roll leadership.
I'm not sure running is the right term.
Don't you have a gang now?
Oh, yeah, that's
true. They can turn on you.
Caitlin, how do you feel about Boo?
God, what is...
How do I feel about Boo? Sheesh,
what does gang do?
Okay. Who does ISA check?
You've got leadership.
Ricara.
Which, what?
Boo.
Holla at me, bitch.
No one likes Sadiq.
I'm pretty cool, I'm pretty hot, and I'm pretty sharp.
Let's go with hot.
Alright.
You're in a three-way tie for a second on Twice's history.
That's true.
I feel special.
Sharp.
Alright.
You know, I feel that three-way ties. I love them.
Absinthe has two HX with everyone.
Okay.
Except Ricard.
And.
With him,
boss.
Zero HX.
Not me, big fucker.
Absinthe.
What?
Highlight again.
Just highlight everything.
I'm sharp and I'm hard.
Hard.
Oh, right.
Murder something. Murder something for me.
I will.
Oh, I hate to do this to you. I might need you to be cool today.
Sweet.
Sweet. Which I realize is awful, but not as awful as...
How is
that? You're not all... You're awful at hot and...
Yeah.
Okay.
I love being cool. I'm a pretty cool dude.
Yeah, because you only have the one debility. Found was the one who had the two debilities.
I'm just super, super ugly as fuck.
Yeah.
ugly as a big fucker.
Yeah.
Would you rather be cool or weird? It depends on... Are you interested in going after Norman and dealing with three?
I don't have... Well, I'd like to deal with three, but Norman's not around...
We can do hard and cool. That can be a thing that happens in the last act. So
I feel like that's the last act material.
Yeah, it is last act material. Just like you're going hard is last act material. So all right, everyone is highlighted. I think it's coffee time. So here's the thing. A few sessions ago, and I know this because I edited all the audio. Twice told a secret. Secret is Twice was a recovering alcoholic. Until last night. And now she's just drunk.
Or hungover, maybe.
Twice, you wake up. You are It's dark, and it's sort of hard to breathe, and there's stuff on you of not insignificant weight. It has a certain smell to it. Smells like Shaza. Something scurries up your arm in the dark.
Definitely Shaza.
That seems less like Shaza.
What do you do? Your head is pounding, by the way.
Try and get to where I can get some fresh air.
So you, like, force yourself up, and stuff, like, rolls off of you. Some of it is broken pieces of plastic. Some of it is old electronic equipment. Some of it is wadded up, like, towels and old clothes and whatever.
So you're at his place.
Well, not his place. Your head breaks the surface, and you can breathe a little easier. You can see you're in a mound of something, and then there's like a little rectangle with dim light filtering through. It looks like sort of pre-dawn gloom. You hear someone snoring in the other room, and he.
Quiet down and try and extricate myself without making too much noise, because the noise hurts my head too.
I think you're acting under fire.
And the fire is I make noise.
And the fire is, yeah. The fire is you're going to wake him up.
I'm cool. There's no chance of that. Oh, yeah.
What did you get?
13.
You have not advanced that move since you're twice.
Nope.
You sort of...
Eliza would have had a 9. She has advanced that move.
Take yourself from the thing without making a lot of noise. And you, as you're about to walk through the door, you notice... something. There is a device strapped to the door frame. It's got like prongs here and here. What do you do?
I think I'm going to be careful before going out the door. It looks like it's a anti-intruder thing, but in my current state, I am not sure I'm would avoid setting it off while leaving. Is there a obvious disarm switch?
Yeah, on the other side of the door.
On the outside?
Yeah, well, I mean, you're in sort of the back room of probably the market stall, and it's there. So here's the thing. I think you can suck it up and take whatever it is that the trap's going to give you, and probably get out there without waking him up.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can wake him up and have him let you out. Maybe. That's up to you.
Walk of shame. Yeah. I'm sure I have a good explanation. It'll come to me by the time I wake him up.
So you're gonna yell to him?
Yeah. Hey, Shaza? Is that you out there?
No. You finally woke up.
Do you got, any water and maybe, like, some aspirin or some shit?
Back there somewhere. If you look for it.
Yeah, I've kind of made a little mess back here. I don't want to mess your stuff up anymore. You want to come look for it?
My stuff takes care of itself. I think you'll be fine. There's a bottle of water. It should be... He's not even looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
To your left, 3 paces in front, sitting on top of the old bucket. And sure enough, there's like a half-empty bottle of water just sitting there.
What about aspirin?
Back of your left foot. Don't step on the bottle.
You sound like you could use some as well.
No, I'm just tired. I just woke up. It's early. Market doesn't open for another couple of hours.
It's true.
You know. It's interesting what you can do when you get someone unconscious for a few hours.
Not sure I like the sound of that.
You're an intriguing character. I've decided to add you to my collection.
Is that so?
Well, yes.
I don't come cheap, you know.
I know. But, like I said, it's interesting what you can do when you have a little spare time.
Yeah? You think Narvel's going to be very happy about this?
Narvel's going to be very happy about this. Narvel's going to be out of the picture pretty soon.
I'm going to check myself out.
Just a throbbing headache.
Mm-hmm.
You seem to be otherwise unmolested.
You don't have, like, some obvious scar?
Nope.
Maybe some shit underneath your skin?
Nope.
Look for a portrait of yourself, carefully positioned, in the nude eating grapes.
I made it for you. You'll like it.
Can I read a person, try and figure out what he's talking about?
Yeah, he is really good.
Sharp. I'm pretty bad at sharp. Yes, I am. That's a 5.
So, I'm going to ask you a question, I think, if you don't mind. Maybe a couple of questions, we'll see. First of all, if he somehow got inside your head, what would he know about, what would he learn about Norval that could help one of the other warlords to screw him? You're an information broker, you know something. What would it be?
I'm thinking, but I'm also open to suggestions if anyone has
I can open the floor.
Thoughts on what might be a good thing that I would know about Marvel.
I would say weakness through family member, perhaps. Like an illegitimate child.
Fear of that you bears. Could harm.
He could have been doing something illegal that might piss Rakar off.
Maybe maybe he's like somehow related, or one of his kin is related to Brain, or is fooling around with Brain, and that's why he had me following Brain.
Okay.
Well,
that sounds good.
His daughter has been hooking up with someone in the opposition.
So let me explain. Well, you know what would really help your head right now? There's an old bottle of vodka. It's cheap shit, but I don't really drink. It's on the back wall. If you want some, you're welcome to it.
Hair
of the dog?
I think I slipped up enough last night, thank you.
I figured it was worth a try. So, tell me about Norval's daughter.
You gonna let me out of here?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, unfortunately.
Tell me about Omi And I'll tell you... how to get out. I'm not an unreasonable man.
No, I'm not an unreasonable woman. I think, however, I would be much more comfortable talking somewhere where I could actually sit down in a proper chair.
Alright. Sure.
He reaches over and flips a switch, and there was a sort of that hum in the air that electrical equipment gives off that you didn't even notice until now because your head's been throbbing. Suddenly stops and it's silent. And all of a sudden you can hear the wind in the few trees that grow on this island outside, and the canvas sort of flapping a little bit in the wind. But he's got a taser, and he's points at it and says, "Step out! Don't try anything funny."
I grab the water and the aspirin. Has he removed my gun? Or is that still?
It's sitting on the table next to him.
Okay.
You recognize it. He's also got your two bottles of hair coloring. It looks like you drank a little bit of the blue one, but not the orange one.
There's still enough
left there for a couple of applications.
I'll sit down and
apply
some aspirin.
Yeah. You sit down opposite him in an old director's chair. That's got like a couple of tears in the fabric, but it's like been stitched back together, you know. It's like, I think it said like on the back, it says "World's Best Dad." You know, which you can barely make out because it's super grimy. And he leans back in this big, like, cushy, like, you have no idea how we got it over here. It's like a big lazy boy armchair that's still in fairly good condition. And he's just kind of got away with stuff somehow. He says, "So tell me about Omi." It's only the taser on you.
So, before I divulge too much, I kind of like to know what the new order is going to be. Are you going to be running things?
That's funny.
I'm afraid I don't have a sense of humor this early in the morning.
Let's put it this way. With Norval out of the way, let me get a little more business from certain people.
Well, you may already know this, but Emmy's got a thing for Brain.
Yeah, I do. Learned it from you. What else can you tell me?
I'm not sure what else. I
How
brains?
You're the clever one, not me. How can I use it against him? You're mine now. You follow my orders.
Well,
he kind of taps the little thing, and electric spark goes across there.
That is not helping my concentration.
The town hall should be kicking in any moment.
Yeah, it is. But it's been a while, and
sure, you want a little hair of the dog?
Do you want anything useful from me?
Good point. Keep going. Talk. Talk, talk, talk. Talk it up.
Yeah. That's really not working for me.
Did you mark cool before?
I did.
Okay.
I think I'm gonna try and take it from him.
Roll seize by force.
Oh, is that a bad idea?
I just wanna read a sitch first.
That's probably a good idea. See if I can find a good time to grab it from him.
Yeah.
I still need to look here. Read a sitch is sharp. Oh, okay, I'm not terrible at that. Unless I roll a 3 again. Nope, that'll be a 10.
Okay, ask your questions.
What's my best escape route?
probably probably through Shaza.
What should I be on the lookout for?
You came with a couple of dudes, just random dudes that you assumed were his, you know, like helpers of some kind, or, you know, just general personnel from Skullhead. They may or may not be on his payroll.
But they may still be around.
Yeah, they may be around.
What's his true position?
What's your enemy's true position?
Yeah. If he's holding a taser on me, he kind of is my arm to be at this point.
Right in the back of your head. You feel a sudden prick of pain back there.
Mm-hmm.
And he might have done something to you.
Hmm.
He kind of, like, do you show it at all?
I try not to. Like.
But one corner of his mouth curls up a little bit. Like. And, like, you notice that the taser he's holding has two buttons, not one.
Mm.
He's tapping the one that makes the little blue spark go. And he kind of moves his finger to the other one. What do you do?
I think I'm going to try and feed him some plausible sounding bullshit about Umi and Brain to get him to, like, long enough to get him to lower his defenses. And well, assume I'm cooperating.
Okay. So what are you gonna say?
You know, if you could get Umi and Brain, who does Brain work for again?
Sadiq.
In some kind of compromising situation that could put a bad light on both of them, of their bosses, especially if they went at it because of it.
Not good enough. And he kind of, like, comes over and strokes the other button a little bit, and then there's, like, the pain in your head increases significantly. Not good enough. He puts his finger back and starts tapping the other button again. I need something new. Something I couldn't get from you. Something that will bring Norval down. Preferably with a minimum of bloodshed. No use wasting good lives with those crazy crusaders out there in the swamp.
Alright, now I think I'm going to wait for him to be stroking the taser button and try and grab it from him.
The taser or grab your gun?
The taser.
Okay.
I'm going to try and, like, knock it out of his hand.
Multis by force?
Or...
You get a plus one because you're at the sitch.
And that is hard.
Hard.
Woo! Plus zero.
You can do it.
No.
You can't do it.
I got a four with that plus one. But at least I mark XP.
You do. How close are you to advancing?
Another dot.
Another dot. You take one... First of all, your vision goes black for just half a second, and you take one harm... one psi-harm armor piercing. So, you know, do that.
Mm-hmm.
And when you open your eyes, you're on the floor. He's standing over you. Naughty, naughty. Little girl.
Yeah, I think you're right about him being on Tum Tum's side.
We can end the scene now if you'd like, or sure. Is there something else that you want to do?
They didn't even ask any questions.
Yeah, I'm not sure what else I could do, so let's end the scene there.
Alright.
Maybe come back after I thought of something.
This might be a recurring thing, like we just have 10-minute scenes of you trying to escape from Shaza throughout the episode.
That would actually be pretty fun.
Why don't we revisit that in a little bit?
was kind of hoping for a John Carter, like, blackout, bolt for the door, get wrecked, blackout again, wake up, bolt for the door. Keep getting more and more tired.
Well, hold on.
Yeah, well, we're coming back to this.
At some point, either Lysa's going to ding or make that roll or both.
You mean twice?
Twice, rather.
Yes.
I don't want to go back to Skullhead quite yet. So let's talk about Big Fucker. So, we remember what happened last time, and Three came to you with a problem.
She did.
She did.
And you fixed the problem forever.
Well, you put the problem in your old quarters. And I suppose you're feeding and watering it appropriately.
Water. Yep. Some good soil in there.
And things go reasonably well for, let's say, a couple of days. Yeah, we have no idea how long you've been out. Just saying. I think your scenes are indeterminate time period.
That's fine. They could be flashbacks for all we know. Or forward.
Or forwards, yeah. The thing about it is that, Kendall's starting to wonder where his kid is. Kendall's
what a helicopter dad.
Kendall's one of Rourke's guys.
So
I need a book for a name. Sorry.
That's a terrible name.
Joe's girl's father-in-law.
No. Joe's girl's father's brother.
Damn. Use one of these names.
I think everybody really ought to be named after some their relationship to Joe.
We just have to like make it Joe Matt of
that
the
would be
campaign.
Such a good hocus.
But it all spins off from Joe's girl. Like you've got Joe, Joe's girl, and then everybody's relationship with Joe's girl.
No. It's gotta be that'd be a great hocus for another playthrough.
Joe.
The Joe.
So, you guys are, do you ever go up to C3 while she's working?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Okay, so you're up there with three, and, Kendall and Shooter come
Shooter.
Up. Shooter is one of Rourke's guys,
okay.
Soldiers, both of them.
Isn't Kettle the problem?
No. Kettle.
Little
you're talking
Kettle.
About Little Kettle.
Oh, okay.
Is the one who's naked
yeah.
in the closet.
Right. Okay.
So
Little Kettle.
Kettle is a big barrel shaped dark dude. Shooter is long and lean with a very sort of worn face. He's always got. They call him Shooter because he's actually got a sniper rifle. Like he's got he's also a mean guy with a machete too.
Oh.
And the two of them crawl up onto the they basically come up a ladder or stairway or what is it to get up the roof where three works.
Ladder.
It's a ladder, okay. You hear basically footsteps coming up the ladder and you see Kettle's big round, you know, clean shaven head pop up over the top, and he sort of humps himself up onto the roof, and then you see Shooter come up behind him, and just sort of stay behind him, and he's like, "Hey,
hey,
Big Fucker,
yeah, what's up?
You see my kid,
Little Kettle?
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
assuming.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw him a couple days ago. That's last time.
Would anyone else be around right now? there be a reason for anybody else to be here?
I think three.
Yeah.
Can't think of any.
Okay. Sis. You look. He kind of looks over at three and is like. Daughter, right? I mean, sort of. Whatever.
Yeah.
Free kind of looks up and her eyes go wide.
She kind of likes him.
Yeah, no. He was always talking about how this weirdo is just staring at him all day. Every time he looks up, she's looking down at him. And I'm kind of thinking to myself, well, what if she did something to him?
We could talk somewhere else.
Daddy? What's going on?
Nothing, sweetie. Come on.
Hey, is this going to be okay?
It's fine.
Alright.
Hey, she's sensitive. You know, I know she's a little weird, but... You know.
Shooter is like... She's a lot weird.
Hey, shooter. Turn it down, okay? Just...
He goes to you later and he goes, you quiet down.
You quiet down.
Quiet down.
I have two eyes on you. We have eyes. I don't know what I'm trying to... Are we threatening each other right now?
I already
Look,
are.
Kettle. Is there... What's going on?
You really want to... We can go down if you want.
Yeah. Is this... This seems serious.
I think it is. Okay. So everyone sort of piles down and like, I haven't seen my kid since the other day. The assembly found.
Jesus.
And I don't think anybody like, there was no mob, there was nobody, you know.
I
don't think she did something.
No, I mean, she's too nervous to even talk to him.
I think you gotta be cool right now.
Yeah.
Be cool. Be cool.
11.
Yeah. It's like... Well, see, here's the thing. My kid's friends, they came and talked to me.
I improved, by the way.
Do you have anything in mind for that? Or are you, like, fresh out of improvements?
I can advance the other four face groups.
Probably unnecessary.
Yeah.
Just keep... Hold on to it.
I'll just
hold on to it. He says, Look, I believe you. But, my kids' friends... They're, young, impulsive, impetuous. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do.
And, they think your daughter's creepy.
In their defense, my daughter is a little creepy.
And they're starting to talk like it's her fault. Now, they came to me to come to talk to you. I believe you. So, when did you see him 2 days ago?
Oh, geez, I think... Right... You know, it was at the assembly. Well, not at the assembly, but before. I was coming right back into town.
Where was he going?
Away.
Where away?
I can't really say. That's all I can remember. He's going away from the main assembly.
You'd think he was going to tell his friends if he was just deciding to wander off. You better watch out for them, because...
I'll keep an eye.
I don't think they have the best of intentions. Your daughter seems harmless enough.
Oh, thank you for telling me, and I'll... If there's anything I can do to help you.
Well... Maybe you can. They're organizing some sort of search party. They're going to go through the complex, try to find.
Right.
So, If you want to help out with that, you're welcome to.
I would love to. Yeah. When are you guys starting?
Maybe it'll ask to help too.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Mm.
When are you guys starting?
We should be starting any minute now.
Oh, great.
I want to flash back to Eliza. Hey, we're bouncing off of Yanni here. The next morning after the assembly, there's a slight haze in the air.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't there the day before. Because remember, it was perfectly clear.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that troubles you a little bit. You, Big Fucker's already gone. Or maybe never came home. Three and Newton are off doing Three and Newton things. You sort of stumble outside, see the sun rising through a haze.
Mm-hmm.
And...
So, like, are the clouds just kind of coming back in, or is it just...
It's like the just a little bit of fog or a little bit of gray starting to come back into the sky, but it's... You're not sure. It's one of those, like, could be, but I remember what it looked like yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I can never forget what it looked like yesterday, right? So, check the record here. So, yeah, so, what do you do?
I think probably what I always do, which is go talk to the machine.
Yeah, you do not do that. I think it's time for laundry.
See if I can stabilize this craziness. See if these dice will roll something nice for a change.
Roll some good.
Yeah, there we go.
What do you got?
14.
Super hit advanced augury. Well, you've already hit. Open your brain on.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what do you get then?
All right. I can reach this world psychic maelstrom. Isolate and protect. Isolate and contain. Insert information or open a window. And the effect will last for 2 of the 4 possibilities.
So just tell me what you do.
And I don't actually know that Kettle is messed up yet, right?
Nope. As far as you know, everything's hunky-dory with 3.
Our family life is perfect. We have no secrets.
I think I want to try and protect Songtown. Like,
okay,
keep the haze from coming back, or at least slow it down.
Can I offer you an alternative?
Sure.
Remember that your machine consists of 2 parts. One is already protecting Songtown. I don't necessarily think that that's a good thing to do twice. Although you can do it, and I will make it relevant to the fiction if you want me to. Is there a second thing that seems interesting to you?
How about insert information into the world's psychic maelstrom?
That
namely,
sounds like a fabulous idea.
That Sunktown is a safe haven and not a battleground.
What are the two options that you get with that? Read the 2 you get and the 2 you don't get.
It'll persist for a while without your actively maintaining it. It reaches deep into the world's psychic maelstrom. It reaches broadly throughout the world's psychic maelstrom. It's stable, contained, no bleeding. I think it's going to be stable and deep.
Perfect.
Now, stable and broad.
That's even better.
So
I'm so glad you picked that. Because you turn on the machine... You put the basket on.
Mm-hmm.
Is somebody out there? I think you hear somebody speaking in a language you don't understand. Is somebody out there? Somebody out there?
Do you speak English?
I hear you. Speak English. Who is this?
This is Eliza. Who is this?
Either alien to the Chinese.
We're going to Liverpool.
Did you say Liverpool?
Liverpool.
So there's still life across the ocean.
Ocean? What ocean?
Last I checked, we're in America. Can you do anything to clear up the static? I can't really hear you very well.
If I heard Liverpool and I didn't know what England was, I would be freaked the fuck out. You should be freaked the fuck out right now. Just saying.
And then you hear another. You hear another voice. Yeah, this is Tariq. What are you? You speak English?
Yes.
Don't listen to him. They've gotten to them, and it is the British they've gotten. Where are you?
I will tell them where we are and that we have established a safe haven.
So, did you disable the satellite?
Think so. At least temporarily.
Of course, the first time. It's only. Zeti is right about this. It's the first time it's only temporary. You must destroy it.
Have you guys destroyed your satellite?
They both say in unison, well, one says yes, and then it says we.
Do you have any recommendations?
You have to get up into its system. You've got to blast it with power. You've got to infiltrate it with a brainer. You have a psychic. That's what they want. It wants to take over the cycle. They start arguing. This argument goes on the other side. So it's like, either way, you will need a psychic. What is it? You need a psychic.
Okay. Well, that seems to be true.
You only have a few days. They reposition themselves, so. Oh, yes, it's very important to get everything in place within the next couple of days.
Okay, well, we will.
But don't listen to him! He's under their control! Well, don't listen to him, he's under their control!
That's what their brother would say. that is just fantastic.
So, would you like to,
could I
read someone?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
You want to read the Livy or the frog?
We'll go with the French guy. What's that? Sharp? I'm not terrible at sharp.
At least 7. Okay. And I believe you marked for that as well.
Oh, it's true.
Also for weird.
Yeah, I already did that.
What question do you want to ask Mr. Frenchman?
And the Frenchman was the one that was telling me to use a psychic?
Yes.
Or is he telling the truth?
So which one I said was the one that wanted you to blast it with psychic power?
Englishman.
I think.
The Englishman.
I thought the Englishman said to blast it with, like, a laser or something.
You can't. I mean, they both said you need a psychic.
Ah.
Yeah, the Frenchman's lying.
Okay.
There's something weird and artificial about the vibe. Like, you're almost hearing their voices from inside their head. And there's something sort of weird and unnatural about it that skews you out about the French guy.
And the English guy was saying to... Because they both said they...
psychic and use psychic power to blast it.
Okay. Which is kind of what we did.
Yes.
I just need to resurrect Found and do it again!
Although, perhaps the throwing someone at it was not the right approach.
No, here's what you need
to do. Or maybe it is the right approach.
Take, take three, and you need to get some kind of antenna, something that's already erected towards the sky, something that we already know is stuck in that position. If we could just
kettle
from a closet and stick it on the roof.
Oh god, that's hot.
pliable psychic material.
Yes. She's already established a connection through him.
So the satellites are coming over the orbit. We cannot turn 3 hours.
Try again in 3 hours. Okay. I guess not.
Well, actually, let's recon that to 12 hours. Actually.
Okay.
So it's actually more interesting to make it a long... Or even... let's make it even 24 hours. So she says,
24 hours!
That's a pretty short deadline.
Right, but so you feel like you can keep this channel open because you feel like you can keep this channel open.
Okay.
What are the two that you didn't pick?
The two that I didn't pick were on that page. It'll persist for a while without you actively maintaining it, and it reaches deep into the world psychic maelstrom.
So it's... Oh, wait. So this was stable and deep,
broadly throughout.
And broadly throughout, but not deep or can persist without you maintaining it.
Right.
So
probably I have to come back and turn it back on
to
get...
You might have to come back and try it again.
Yeah.
Sure.
And maybe, say, 24 hours?
That sounds good. Do you mark the wall time?
Mark the wall time?
Take a look what time.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I'm sure you have a clock somewhere. Yeah. The day, as far as you know, is still 24 hours.
Seems good.
Actually
mark the time by the position of the sun now. Maybe I've actually got all
for
the clocks accurate.
In the meantime...
Well, if you're only measuring it for 24 hours.
In the meantime...
we only need one data point when it's at the zenith.
Yeah. In the meantime, it's... You don't have a lot of time before the thing comes back into position, according to these guys, anyways.
Yeah.
So you probably should get started on whatever it is you think you're supposed to be doing.
I think what I need to do is find three.
I think you do, too. But we can save that for another scene. Let's switch over to... We've got you. So, what would you be doing? You didn't go to the bar that evening.
No.
What would you be doing that evening or even the next day? Can you give me a rundown of your schedule?
What I would be doing is first I need to find quarters to sleep in. Then, after I have found lodging, I would need to try to interview as many people within the family as I could. I was sent to find out who... or what is going on here. There is a dark force at work, and I must still look for it, though I did not find it first. It may have been found. It may have been gone because he is dead, but I cannot allow that to stop my search.
Who did you want to talk to about that?
I would try to ask someone if I could find the highest member of the family.
Well, that would be Eliza.
I could find that out relatively
quickly.
Would
you like to talk to
Eliza? Yes.
Okay. You find lodgings for the night, and then the next day, I guess you go and see Eliza, who is furiously working at your machine. Perhaps.
Sure.
Newton is there too. He just kind of looks bored. Since he's taking the deworming pills, the color's coming back into him a little bit. Although he's still, it takes a while to get out of the system completely. Newton takes one look at you and says, I got somewhere else I gotta be. Mom, you gonna be okay?
Could you see if you could find three and tell her I need to talk to her? Soon.
I got another thing I gotta do, but...
If you see three, tell her I need to talk to her.
Alright.
It's important.
Yes, Mom. And he kind of gives you a wide berth on the way out.
Can I help you, man?
Yes, I have come here from Skullhead. There was a dark omen in the sky about your town, and I need to investigate it to see whether or not it might harm my people, and perhaps even yours.
Yeah. you may have seen a dark omen, but Found defeated it as his final act.
Oh, Found defeated it?
Yes.
The man who is responsible for the squalor?
No.
He was not in charge?
He was in charge, yes.
But this town has... I was once here 2 years ago, and it was not so bad, even with him in charge. This is a terror.
When did you see this dark omen?
I saw it last week. Well, I was told of it by my leader, Ricardo.
Well, you're probably right, because there was a dark influence that was laying waste to everything good here. It was all we could do to survive. And near the end, it even was taking over Found. But in the end, he was able to defeat it and send it away.
See, I find that interesting. Because if I understand, Found is a warlike monster who
then
would assume...
Then you don't understand.
Oh, I see I was wrong. What is that you're working on?
What do you mean?
Oh, that machine.
Many things.
It's intriguing.
It has helped us stop the satellite, or whatever it is that is causing this.
Oh, so this is your weapon?
Not sure I'd really define it as a weapon.
But you used it to destroy something terrible and powerful. Yes.
Well, you might use a horse to go to war, but a horse is not a weapon.
So...
It is a tool.
Oh, so could you destroy, say, a town with it?
No.
No, because you have tried? You've seen whether or not you could do such a thing, and it was impossible for you?
No, because... A wrench isn't the right tool for destroying a town. And this isn't, you know, a wrench isn't the right tool
for
sawing.
Could I use
sawing.
It? I would like to see what this thing can do.
Hard cut. Absinthe. You wake up with White on your boat after, you know, a hard night of drinking. You do not have a significant hangover, regardless. But you catch a glimpse of... you catch a glimpse of Fuse. It's sort of the early morning hours. The sun is just starting to come up. It's still very sort of gray and misty. And you see Fuse on the shore making his way over to where... the main building where Liza's workshop is and all the rest of that stuff. What do you do?
I'm gonna follow him.
You can follow him when you're... What?
I'm gonna go ashore.
Okay. You,
just carry the boat on your head.
You gonna try to do this without him noticing, or are you gonna try to tail him, or what?
You're gonna say good morning.
Okay, so are you gonna be on shore when you do it, or are you gonna be on your boat?
On the shore.
Okay. So you come up, jump off. Good morning.
Yeah.
You again.
Yeah. How'd you sleep?
I've slept better. My head hurt a little bit.
I haven't. Not in a while. I have plenty to drink.
Yeah.
Where are you headed? I was gonna go visit with see Eliza and Big Fucker. You know, old friends. I'm in Sunktown, right?
I also must speak with Eliza before I leave.
We could go together.
Do we have to? Do I have a choice?
You always have a choice, but...
You're going to punch me again.
Whoa. Open hands. I don't want to punch you.
I'm assuming you're a woman of your honor.
That which it is.
All right, then let's go. And so, back to you guys.
Are you a psychic?
No, I am most certainly not.
Then it probably wouldn't do much of anything for you.
Does it work for you?
Kind of. So but I made it.
You are a brainer then?
No.
But I thought only brainers could operate this machine.
Maybe given enough time you could learn how to use it.
Is it then a tool of the brainer?
No.
No, it is a different thing. Like
I'm not sure what it is. It is a thing I made.
You
regardless,
made it. You do not what it. Let me pray upon this before I see about this machine.
You can give pray me, all you want.
Give me
but,
a moment.
Are you opening your brain?
Not here.
I'm afraid I will have to do it here. I will need to work with the machine, and I require a prayer before I go in.
I'm not sure that's acceptable. I'm gonna see if I can get some of my gang to remove this guy from my workshop.
You will allow me to do this, or I will make you very sorry.
I'm gonna interfere.
Is that a seducer manipulate?
This is a towering presence of a 9. You will either do it, freeze, back away, hands where you can see them, or attack me.
Well, hold on a second. He does get a chance to interfere.
Bringing it down to a 7.
I see. Oh, so there's no additional riders because it's not a 10+.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What are the options again?
You can do it, freeze, back away, hands where you can see them, or attack me.
And I get to choose?
You do.
I think I want my gang to attack you and remove you from the presence. Or from the premises.
Roll hard.
And this is you. I have the leadership move.
What?
You need to see it.
You have the leadership move, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You have it written down?
No.
So this is you calling for help and ordering them to come here?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's on hard.
Yep.
Well, interfering won't help.
Nope.
Because it's a 9.
I think we've seen this problem before.
So, over the course of your fight, you spend hold 1-for-1 to make your gang make a hard advance, stand strong against a hard advance, make an organized retreat, show mercy to their defeated enemies, fight and die to the last.
We won't have you, I think actually I'm going to make you spend your hold right now for the advance, and basically that's getting them here.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me what system you've had installed that lets you quickly communicate with Vork.
Vork's not my gang. My gang is...
Your gang is Vork and Gnarly. We established this last time. It's a medium gang. It's everybody. Well, would you rather call in... You know, I'll give you the option. You want Vork or Gnarly?
How about
this? I thought I was part of the gang, too.
Well, you can be. But as a character, you can choose to be there or not.
That's right, yeah.
How about I give you the choice, and the system is some not entirely reliable walkie-talkies. Like, so maybe short range, so only whoever is close by would even hear.
Okay. And you know what? You've slept with Eliza at some point, right?
Yeah.
So you could just show up.
Oh, I was going to save that for something where I only needed it.
Okay, you could just show up anyway, I guess, since the distress call's gone out.
But wouldn't I be on my search?
No, this scene probably happened before.
Oh. Yeah, I guess I'm there.
Yeah, all right. So whoever shows up, was close shows up.
Could be one of Gnarly guys, could be one of Rourke's. I'm not particular.
Okay, so here's what's going to happen. 5 or 6 assorted dudes and Big Fucker. You hear footsteps in the hallway, and as you start like getting down to pray. A bunch of guys, a bunch of dudes just roll into the room, including Big Fucker. And also, right behind them are Fuse and Absinthe. Because why not? But Rourke isn't there. Gnarly is there. Gnarly looks at you like, what is she doing here? What's going on?
I kindly asked this guy to leave, and he refused. Would you kindly escort him away?
I will leave of my own accord. I do not wish to kill this many people today.
I thought we agreed there was going to be no bloodshed on this island.
It's true. That is why I do not wish to kill this many people.
Killing people without bloodshed is...
Eliza, what...
this guy's kind of a badass. Why is he in your lab?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I think I could get to like your style as well if you perhaps had a larger gun.
I have a larger gun on my boat.
I would love to see that at some point.
Why are you in our lab?
Maybe we'll sometime.
Fuse says,
I'm here to investigate an abomination.
You just harshed the cool vibe. I'm kind of sad now. I'll take him out.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Well, hold on. Now that I've got you all here, Fuse says, things are still cool?
I think so.
So, yeah. They're not going to be for real long.
Why is that?
Because I've got to go back and tell the Mountain King what's going on here.
You will tell them of their weapon? This machine?
You've got a weapon?
It's not a weapon.
It's not a weapon.
Then what is it?
It's like a thing that does science.
She does not want me to know. She has not allowed me to investigate this monstrosity.
No, it's just really hard to explain.
She says it has destroyed a great, terrible evil.
No. It's like...
Did the machine do it or did Found do it?
Yes.
She says that...
Okay. Found didn't do it. A mask hit Found into the evil and bounced the evil into, like, space.
It's just a thing with, like, flashy lights and black ichor and stuff.
It's metaphysics. It's weird.
We have seen this black ichor. It comes from the darkness.
Yeah, it repels the darkness and shit.
But it sounds like there has been darkness
look,
from this machine.
I'm gonna demonstrate, okay?
Yeah, well, it's cool.
I go up to the machine and do some.
I punch the darkness. You can totally punch it.
Okay. Look, you're going to interfere with me opening my mind to the maelstrom.
I'm just going to interfere with you operating the machine.
Well, no, you can't. I don't think you can interfere with it. Oh, you could. Maybe if there's a way you could interfere with her going into the maelstrom, you could.
No, not or, going.
Then make your other role go into the maelstrom.
Yeah, that's fine. But.
Okay.
I'm not going to let anyone touch
that's
the machine
really the
because
thing
we're at a critical juncture.
Demonstration. That's Ricard. Yep. I missed you, minus one weird. Five.
Oh, this is tremendous.
Allow me to demonstrate.
And that is why untrained people shouldn't use
a
it.
Weapon.
Fuck, what happens? Eliza, what would happen if somebody just stuck their head in the machine and opened their brain without, like, any preparation or knowledge of how it worked?
Pete only knows. Right now, the machine is trying to keep the area clear and let everybody in the world know that the place is a safe haven. So
you grabbed the wrong piece of the machine and shorted out the shield. There's a massive electrical arc, and it sends you flying. Take one of arm piercing, I guess. For being an idiot.
Absinthe, what the fuck are you doing?
It's Why immediately obvious to you that Absinthe just vomit? Broke the part of the machine that does the shield thing.
This is why untrained people should not be back here.
What has happened?
The shielding is down.
Oh,
she stuck her head in wiring. What the fuck do you think happened to her?
Did you do this?
No.
An earthquake that starts almost immediately.
Your machine has created an earthquake.
Shut up!
No, you've got it backwards.
It's a dark
absence. You should know better than to fuck with shit you don't know what it is.
The shaky voice
I'm
Fuse is like, I'm leaving now. I'm bringing a message back.
Ricardo must know of this monstrosity.
And when the Mountain King hears of this, he's going to come in force. And he just dashes out of the room.
Do that. By the time his men and your men return, either we are all going to be doomed, or the world will be saved.
Alright.
What do you mean?
Dude.
I want
She's
to,
been protecting
as fast
shit.
As my numb legs can carry me, chase Fuse out of the room.
I like that. Does anyone else want to pursue?
No.
I'm going to try to explain to the religious guy science. Okay. Sometimes you have to try and see the universe from a different paradigm. Okay? Okay. The Rumblies.
Look,
the
let him go back and talk to his bigwig people. We need to find three.
He's gonna communicate something completely inaccurate to Ricari. He thinks that you've, like, have some doomsday device in here and that you've caused this when we're trying to fucking fix things.
That other dumbass already thinks the same thing, so they'll both be here at the same time. By the time they get back, we will have either fixed everything.
We're gonna spend time fighting some other guy when we just need to.
No, we have less than 24 hours. They're not gonna be able to get back.
Why do we have less than 24 hours now?
See. Cut.
Hmm?
You. He is sprinting for his speedboat, and like all the other guys on. There's a bunch of guys waiting out in the harbor, like his dudes are waiting out in the harbor.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like. He basically is signaling them, he's like. You know, he's giving them hand signals, and he just. He just jumps into his boat, and like they start. They all start pulling out.
How clear is my shot?
Clear enough.
Fuse in the head in the speedboat.
With a candlestick.
Well, I suppose it's go aggro, so...
Yeah.
But it's 8, 9, 10, 11. Yep.
Well, okay. You step on the shore, and then you just see a little puff of red as he's speeding away, and he tumbles backwards off of the boat into the water. The rest of them are speeding off, though.
Well.
I helped.
Good job, well done.
Back to the table. You mark for that, too.
Oh, yes.
Sniper rifle's been doing work.
At least he technically wasn't on the island anymore.
Yeah. I was not bloodshed on the island.
I don't think Absinthe cares all that much.
Yeah, I'm heading back to the
that was
lab to tell him he doesn't have to worry about.
Well, hold on a second. So this conversation is going on, and you know what? You turn around, and Gnarly is standing there with a couple of his dudes. They followed you out.
Hey, Gnarly.
Hey.
One warlord you don't have to worry about. Warlord underling. He's not really a warlord technically, I guess. Just an asshole. Well, he's not anymore. I feel like I'm talking to myself, Gnarly. Come on. Give me a smile. Give me a sign. I do not even...
Would you do something? Read a sitch, maybe?
Yeah. Gnarly... Ten. It's my enemy's true position. My enemy being likely Gnarly at this moment.
There's There's one guy watching you from the window of a building. And there's the muzzle of a rifle. He's trying to hide, but you notice him pretty easily. There's a muzzle of a rifle poking out. So it's not just these three dudes. It's one more.
Mm-hmm. Which enemy is... Actually... Which enemy is most vulnerable to me?
Probably Gnarly, because he's the closest to you.
And... Which enemy is... What's my best escape route?
Away from them, off the dock, and back to your boat. And in fact, you hear White rev up the engine.
Don't you have a move that is like name your route? I name my escape route.
But you get a plus two to that roll.
Yes, I do. Off the dock, into the boat, doing a like Trinity dive roll as we speed away.
Yeah, ping, 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 dust kicking up. That's absolute pulls of rice. But with way more style. Back in the room.
24 hours.
Yeah.
Why?
Apparently, what we've done is not enough. It'll only be temporary.
Why, Eliza?
I've got communication with a couple of other places.
Other places? Skullhead?
Like, no, like on other continents.
Other continents.
Have you ever seen a really old map?
Wimbleland?
I'll see if I can find one. Look, just trust me, they're really far away. Other places have defeated this, and we basically have 24
it's
hours.
Just Rourke's guys who are sitting here, and they're looking real concerned as you're saying this.
We need a psychic to put it out of commission for good.
All right.
And
well, we
three's
know
the
one.
Only one we have.
Yeah.
So,
actually, I think perhaps I could help you.
No, I think not.
I have slain a demon in the past.
Whoa. Before we put our only daughter in danger, you can help?
The Mountain King's probably gonna
shut the fuck up.
Be here help. Soon. She's probably worried about that too, right?
How soon?
Boss? Well, assuming Fuse gets back to where they're stationed...
Assuming it's a couple days travel, right? A
few days travel, there and back. Depends how fast they can move.
So...
But when he comes in force, he comes in force.
Right, and either we will have glad tidings or we will not.
If we're dead in 24 hours, does that matter?
Right. We have
a
more...
They actually said that you have a few days. It's not... They could talk to you in 24 hours. They did say you have several... You have a number of days.
Before I offer my assistance, will you give me your solemn word that this is not a trick?
What is a trick? Was there a thing going on? Why was he being...
Are you telling me the truth?
He wanted to come here and pray and didn't really give me any good reason.
He needed a reason to pray in our lab? I mean, that's creepy, but...
Yeah, I told him he could go somewhere else to do that. I haven't lied to anybody. Why would I need to lie? I only have the best interests of Sunktown.
You can read her if you like.
I would like to read her. An eight sharp. Are you telling the truth?
Yes.
There you go.
I have slain a demon in the past. A creature of the black goop. It came from the water.
Now I'm gonna read this asshole. Are you telling the truth? I'd like to ask if it's possible.
Can I assist there?
And that is a 11.
I guess it doesn't matter.
No. I killed
three. That move? Well, hold on a second. Okay.
What?
Did you want to assist with that? Have you advanced that move?
Yes.
As well.
Let's yeah.
Do it.
Let's see here.
Potato.
It's true. And that is an 11 to assist.
So, you just hit the advanced reader person. One of the... Do you know what... Did you write that down? What that
I don't know what the advanced reader person does. I forget.
Okay.
It doesn't work on PCs.
It totally does. I think it's just you can ask any questions you like. Which is a much more interesting thing.
What the fuck did you do?
Hold on a second. Describe let me confirm that... Let me confirm that the exact wording of this thing... Because that is useful.
Can I get a root beer or whatever the fuck you're drinking? If there are any more of those things.
There should be. I can grab you on.
A root beer? They don't have any caffeine in them.
That's okay. I just want something sweet to put in my face. That isn't more caffeine, so I don't have like a heart attack. And
that was reading a person?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to get an additional soda as well.
I'm just drinking water out of the root beer.
On a 12 plus, hold 3, but spend them 1 for 1 to ask any question you want, not limited to
the
list.
Get 3 questions of anything you want from Sadiq.
All right.
Yeah, and I'm assuming that, like, Eliza's just a very, like... despite her being a machine person, she's also very, like, good at reading people, so she's like... So it's kind of like she's helping you in the conversation, you know.
I think she's just... smart.
Yeah, exactly. So she's like...
She's put that into machines, but if she had chosen to in life, she could have used it for people.
Yeah. I'd been a psychologist instead of a mechanic.
Mm-hmm. So what are the three questions... So what are the three questions that you want to ask Sadiq?
What happened in that situation?
I was on the shores in a dark area of Skullhead praying. It was not my usual place... and it was a small island just off of it. As I was praying, a creature of muck came out of the water. At first I thought it was a man covered in disgusting swamp water. But when I cut him with my sword, it went straight through and disappeared. He had friends, but not for long. I could not have defeated them if I had not prayed just before. I felt in my heart it was essential. I had God on my side.
You don't have to ask the rest of the questions right away either. You can save them throughout the conversation. Since there seems to be a lull here, hard cut back to Absinthe on the boat. So Absinthe and White, and are you driving now?
Yes.
You're driving. White goes below because he had been up top, and he said, "We got a stowaway, kid. Who the hell are you?" And Newton pushes past him up onto deck.
God damn it, Newton! Hey, you remember Big John? Check it out.
He's like,
it's on a boat, bitch.
I've been wanting to talk to you since the day you left for Skullhead. Why did you leave us? I wanted to go on that mission.
Kid, have you not learned this about me? You should have learned it 2 years ago. But I hope you understand now when I tell you. I disappoint people.
White cat looks at him. Not a little.
This guy knows.
I looked up to you.
Don't.
You'll take me with you now. Sick of some town.
Okay, where do you want to go?
Anywhere but here.
Good, because that's where we're going.
Look, unless White has a plan, I'm driving straight until I hit
someplace where there's people. And then we're going to find out whether or not that...
You know, we really should be getting back to the gang, because we got some product to move, and they're already over in Skullhead.
I was lying white. I'm actually aiming right for Skullhead.
Don't worry. Well,
yeah.
Did you kind of do that?
Look, I'm a no-shit trap. I don't have a plan now. I had a plan when I started driving.
Fair enough. Should have trusted you. All right, kid. You think you can handle Skullhead? You kind of he blanches a little bit. Like, do we have to go there?
Look, that's where we'll go.
I'll do it.
And
but promise me, wherever you go, you'll take me with you.
For a while, unless they feast on your flesh at Skullhead.
Oh boy.
I'm curious.
What?
I'm curious.
Are you trying to convince him not to come with you, or?
No, I'm just joshing you,
kid. Okay.
I mean, they do eat people, but probably not you. Or so I'm told. Come on. It's gonna be fun. They've got, like, brothels and catwalks and angry
cat
warlords
brothels
with swords and stuff. They wear, like, plate armor. I fought some people from Skullhead once. They're crazy. White probably doesn't want me to fight people from Skullhead, but maybe you and me can.
I'll be brave. I promise.
Also, your dad's gonna be pissed.
You know what? Fuck my dad.
Whoa! Middle finger from across the water!
Easy to say.
Okay. I mean, I wouldn't need to break me, but, you know. I'll drink to that.
He's a big, dumb drunk. He only pays attention to three. And my mom might as well be on another planet. They're not even my real parents. Let's get out of here.
I plan an escape route to Skullhead.
You do that. You already did that, in fact.
It's true.
Back to the other conversation.
You know who sucks? That other kid that I think we used to have. What was his name again? Norton?
Are you sure you didn't,
How drunk are you, big fucker, right now?
I'm at the usual, like, half-drunk stage that I am at this point.
Not fully drunk.
Not fully drunk. I'm rarely fully drunk unless I'm alone.
Yeah. Are you sure your, praying didn't call the demons?
Ooh.
That is impossible. The only reason it could have created these demons to come to feed me is because I was creating a beacon to God, and they wished to tear it down.
That would fit in with the facts I've observed here.
The
Found was a great man, and you know, maybe the evil out there is attracted to that.
Things are getting a little heated here. Do you have any intention of
reading?
Well, no, I mean, just getting between these two before they start throwing punches.
You know, I actually thought that was, you know, kind of an olive branch type comment, but...
Oh, okay. I see.
Unless I misinterpreted.
No, that was neither a jibe nor an olive branch, but could easily be misconstrued
that
way, because this is Eliza. She just, like, suddenly had a theory. Oh, two people pray, and then bad shit happens. Maybe it's the praying that's bad.
Or, you know, you guys could both be wrong, and you guys could just both, you know, be doing something wild, banging on the pots of reality something. You know, here's it.
Regardless, while I appreciate the offer of help, I don't think I have time to train you how to use the device, especially now that I've got to fix it train him?
Sure, why not? It's not like I have anything else to do.
We need to find three, and we need to...
I know where three is. She's up on the roof. She's always on the roof.
Okay, well... I mean, I... As long as we have a couple people around in case he decides to misbehave again, I'm totally fine with him watching.
Him?
I just... Yeah.
He all, as far as I can tell, the only misbehaving he's done is come in and pray on your floor.
Well, I asked him to leave, and he refused.
I was in the middle
and then
of pray.
When people showed up, he like threatened to kill them all.
He's
not very
threatened to do the opposite of kill them all. He said he didn't want to spill our blood.
It's kind of a threat.
threat.
He said, "I'm not going to kill them all today."
Well, you know, if you were to write that down as a logical statement, you know,
perhaps you should show me this three.
Huh?
Perhaps you should show me this three, and we could. You could show me
this
how to...
Three is my daughter, it's not this.
Oh, I see. I apologize. Three is a name I have not heard. I have heard twice, but not three. It is a different sounding kind of number system for me. I assume it's
sure.
Jimmy Thrice, perhaps.
Father, what is your title?
Simply...
Fuck it, I don't care.
I do not have
up to the roof.
That is not what I decided.
Three's not there today.
She's usually here. Let's go down again.
Well, before
hold on.
That,
back to twice. You come too.
You got this twice.
You're awake again.
I see.
That wasn't
quite nice this time.
Me playing ice.
The headache is worse, not better.
What did I ever do to you?
Nothing. You're quite lovely. Especially with that new shade of hair. That's why I'm adding you to my collection. You must have dyed it. Maybe you didn't drink the blue bottle. Maybe you actually used it. Although it's a little streaky, so
but
you
it's,
probably
it's
did a little
green, not
drug.
Blue.
What?
It's green, not
oh, green.
Blue.
Okay. Sorry.
I remember because
green and orange.
Green and orange is not the most.
No. The orange bottle hasn't been used. You thought you might have drank some of the green, but well, you may have drank some of the green, but you also used some in your hair because it's super streaky. You also didn't like you bleach out the old color, so. But yeah, you're like
ew.
It's lovely. Like a rainbow.
You guys are pretty lovely.
So, do you want to talk to me about Omi, or would you like to just go back in the collection? Because you can, if you like. I'll feed you. Promise? Get some food.
How big was the window back there?
There wasn't a window.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah.
The archway, the door was this doorway through this other room that you saw the light
you described
through.
A... Oh.
Yeah, that was light coming through this door. Sorry.
It's okay.
I grow impatient.
Sorry, it is hard,
comic book villain.
It's hard to think with this headache. That aspirin you gave me didn't do jack shit.
He then takes his finger off of the other button, and all of a sudden the headache goes away. I'm sorry, I forgot. Proceed. Omi. And Norgo.
Mm-hmm.
Can you...
So...
I need something that will bring him down. Some piece of information, something buried too deep for me to retrieve. He taps the thing in the little electrical little blue arc.
So I'm gonna like climb up and try and get in the comfy chair.
He lets you. He goes and sits in the world's best dad director chair. Do you prefer that?
Yeah, this is so much better.
Several comfortable seats.
That was nicer when you were here.
If
it's cold now.
Cooperate. I might let you sit wherever you like.
You should, come back over here. I don't have the strength for chatting across the room.
Oh, I am far too clever for that sort of thing.
So,
you don't think I've been around the block once or twice? You don't get to be as old as I am in this world without little cleverness, a little craftiness, a little understanding how people think.
Hmm.
Do you know I was born before the end of the world?
No, I didn't know anyone was born before the end of the world.
I was quite sane then. I saw things.
So?
The sky on fire. My parents turned to ash in front of me. That was a long time ago.
I'm so sorry.
I'm not. It taught me the value of holding on to things of value. Like you. If I hold on to them and protect them, they can never be taken away from me.
Have you ever heard the phrase about honey and vinegar? I can't concentrate with you.
I prefer catching flies with glue. It's permanent.
I see.
Information.
Alright, I'm gonna get the aspirin with my left hand, and then I'm gonna try and grab the gun and shoot him with my right.
Ooh. Do I want to make you roll acting under fire, or do I want to make you roll go aggro? I think we'll just have you. Well, you know what? Make the roll under fire to get the gun.
Okay.
And the fire is he gets the button before you get to the gun.
If only I had bothered to advance anything. That's a 13.
All right.
No. Yes, 13.
All right, but you do ding.
I ding.
Is there something you want right now before you roll go aggro? It may not be anything relevant, but
let's bump hard.
I thought you might say that.
I'll put my heart at all of one.
So you sort of grab the aspirin bottle, toss it a little bit, and then you lunge for the gun, which was right next to the chair.
Yeah.
Smart thinking, by the way. And then roll go aggro. Or are you doing gangster style or something?
I'm just, you know, it's on the table. I'm just going to pick it up and...
Oh, I see.
And, yeah, that is a 12.
It may have been successful.
Might have.
He throws up his hands and drops the device. Now let's be reasonable. Twice. You're a lovely woman, and I. What? Yes. Did you want to just kill him, or are you just you trying to get him to? I assume this is what you want, right? Are you the murdering type?
Not really. That doesn't lead to repeat business very often. I think I'm gonna advance and get the
yeah you,
stunner.
You grab the stunner. You're a very lovely woman, and that's why I wanted you for my collection. I want nothing but the best for you. I told you I protect my things.
I can understand that.
No harm was intended.
To me. Sure.
And he kind of takes a step back.
Here's the thing. I work for Norville.
I know.
So we could do this the easy way or the hard way.
Which one is which?
Well, the easy way is you have an accident right now, and I don't have to worry about explaining this to Norval.
That's the easy way.
That's the easy way. That's easy for me.
The hard way?
I'm not really sure what that is. Maybe you have some suggestions.
So, could tell you how to get the thing out of your head?
I think that is a given, but that is not enough.
He kind of sinks his shoulders deep down. It's really just glued.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll probably lose some hair, but you could use peanut butter. Peanut butter works really well. Getting it out without tearing the hair out.
I see.
I've done this before. Trying to test it out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's an ingenious device, really. You know,
Never Brains Creations?
No, Eliza traded it to me a while ago. I do remember.
Maybe I should see her about getting it removed.
Three number five bolts. A flange.
Okay, don't worry about that.
And
do you have any idea how I can make this right? How you can make this right with Norval?
Norval. I can tell what Tum Tum's up to.
Why don't you tell me?
Oh, I probably shouldn't do that. Tum Tum will have me killed or worse.
Why don't you tell me what Tum Tum is up to? And then, if anything bad comes out about Brain and Umi, then both of our petards will get hoisted.
Omi. Ha.
Then we are forced to be friends.
You're the information broker. Okay.
Or I could just shoot you right now.
No. Hard way. he's sort of like he reaches. Do you mind? He kind of reaches around you and grabs a blanket off of the cushy chair and kind of just hugs it like this. You notice it's like super old and ratty and has like Ninja Turtles on it.
Probably very, very small.
Yeah.
He says it's the first collection of him.
It's from before. He says, all right, here's the plan. Here's the plan. Tum Tum is having people do things and make it look like it's Norval is doing. He's trying to provoke Sadiq and do as much damage to him as possible, which will start a war between Sadiq and Norval. And then in the confusion, he will take territory, possibly pushing Norval out completely. Rice thinks he's in on it, but he's being played for a fool. It's his men that are doing most of the dirty work, and eventually it'll come out. Rice will get in trouble as well. Tum Tum plays pretty much everyone who works with him for a fool. That's how he operates. And then there's this sudden look of like surprise and realization on Shaz's face. Wait a minute. Oh, that's not good.
What's not good?
Well, Tum Tum's men are guarding my ward while I'm gone. Oh. Well, I hope everything's okay.
I'm sure it'll be fine. And then I'm going to shoot him.
Are you shooting to kill?
Yes.
I'm going to make you roll the go aggro.
Okay.
Are you hard enough?
9.
Aww.
As a player,
as in, is it as in, I rolled a 9.
Oh, okay. As a player, do you want him to die?
Not as much as twice does.
Let me read the move and see if there's a way that we can.
That blanket is armor. Armor one blanket. Because he is autistic and he had a weighted blanket.
Yeah!
Which provides one armor. That shit is heavy.
Well, no. I mean, I can. That's also awesome.
These things are like hundreds of dollars.
I know. They're blankets. Like.
What?
Like weighted blankets?
Oh.
Or like. Minimum $200.
Yeah.
You can't walk because reasons. Because you're a parent and you're terrified of your child who is extremely
upset.
You
know what? Fuck it.
You'll pay anything.
You cap him.
Okay.
He goes, you know what? You shoot him and you hit him like here and he goes down. Are you gonna
I think I'm gonna live up to my namesake and put another one in him.
Right in the head. Okay, yeah. Now he's definitely dead. There's the instant he dies, there's a scuttling from the other room, and just a wave of ants and roaches and centipedes and silverfish just come pouring out of the horde, running around past your feet and out the door.
I think I'm gonna like jump on the chair just in case. Okay, time to get the
there.
Fuck out of here.
Alright. Back to the other scene. I'm glad we did that.
Oh.
I know.
No regrets.
You're just killing all the NPCs today.
Apparently.
We had a few sessions where nobody died, so, you know, it's only fair. I think we're averaging, what, about one per session?
Mm-hmm.
We're just catching up. alright, so back in the other room, you guys have decided.
What up to the roof?
Three's not there.
I must pray before we go further. I have to pray 3 times a day.
I thought it was 5 times a day.
The sun is now directly overhead, so
this
it's
is
actually
one of those times.
Yeah.
I thought it was 5 times.
Five times? Why would you think it is 5?
For some crazy reason, that number was associated with your religion in my head. I don't know why. Just carry on.
Strange. So
I have no problem with them praying up here on the roof. Just
you're not here.
You're not here.
Oh.
You're down with the machine.
Oh, right, right.
Maybe trying to assess what the hell happened.
Shut up, girl.
Yeah.
This absolute fucked it up.
So, I'm going to pray before we go any further.
Do it.
I can come back and fix it for you.
12. Nice.
Yes, I'm sure that will work.
Remind me of your maelstrom.
All right. We haven't gone to it yet.
Oh, we haven't?
No.
Oh, sexy times.
So, my maelstrom is very similar to the real world, except everything is covered in marble. Everything is made of marble. Absolutely everything. And inlaid with gold or perhaps other things depending on their character. And people who are more in the maelstrom are more solidly built, they are more heavily engraved, but whatever their character is, that is the feeling given off by
them. You can read it. You can almost read it on them. It literally it's calligraphy.
Yeah.
So you can actually and you actually don't know Arabic, but in the maelstrom you can read
yes.
it, and it's Arabic.
Yes.
I like it. Alright, so, Big Fucker is, so is there a question you want to ask going in?
Because
I'm going to describe a whole bunch of stuff to you, but.
Yeah. I am still seeking the cause of the evil. I know that Eliza does not believe her machine to be a weapon, but I still need to be sure for myself. I'm searching for evil, and that is one of the places I can look.
Okay. So the first thing you notice is Big Fucker, since he's standing right there. Big Fucker is a massive marble statue with a tangled just mess of like writing all over him. It almost looks like scars. Like it's and it's twisted and warped and like wraps around on itself. And the statue is headless. It's been broken off at the neck raggedly. And there's no writing on the neck on the broken fragments of the neck. Like it's just a jagged, broken off marble piece. And yeah, but everything else on Big Fucker is sort of twisted and
I've seen men like this before. They were not to be trifled with.
Other things you noticed. So, is there something specifically you wanted to pay attention to while you were up here?
I want to look for evil in general, but the machine is my main concern.
Okay.
Evil can be insidious, present itself as a friend.
So, three things that you notice. First of all, the sun. The sun is just a ball of burnished gold. There may be writing on it, but it's too fine and too far away, too for you to read. If you were to guess, it's entirely writing, if there's nothing else. It almost... If you sort of squint, because of the maelstrom, it's not hurting your eyes, you can make out this, like, so you sort of, what you thought were, like spots on the surface, but it sort of half resolves into Allah. Just basically written in very plain block letters across it. So there's this thing that this is a thing that's right that was put there by God. It's a good right thing.
I can trust this.
You can
this
trust
is,
the sun.
This is a good
thing. Off in the sky over here, there is an equally dark something, and it is. It almost looks like it's hardly solid at all. It almost looks like it's sort of pulsating, and it's about as big as the sun. And as you're watching it, you can sort of see it move almost imperceptibly back up into the zenith of the sky. You're now noticing a fine filigree in the air around you of strands of writing detached from anything else. If you had to guess, they're emanating from the basement of the building.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because they're meaningless words. They're just meaningless words all strung together. They're neither good nor bad. They're almost nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But they're significant in that they sort of fill and permeate the air around the building.
Mm-hmm.
So if that gives you an idea.
Yes.
So let me ask you a few questions about you. You are born after the apocalypse in Oregon. Why do you speak with an accent?
My father spoke with an accent, and I grew up with him. We were traveling merchants. I was never in any one place long enough to get an accent of their kind.
Mm-hmm. Were you alone with your father?
My cousin was with us, but it was just the three of us.
So Imam?
Yes.
Okay. And how did you come to be a warlord at Skullhead?
My father and I had an argument near Skullhead. We were arguing about my future. I said that I wished to be more than a petty merchant, and he was insulted, I see now rightfully, and he told me never to rejoin him again. I was stranded there. After working for mercenary work, I worked my way up, did
you
a lot
did?
Of cleaning before that.
And then a lot of mercenary work, and you obviously became very successful at what you did until... So did you actually run your own mercenary company before you became one of the lieutenants?
Yes, and from the skeleton of the mercenary company is my group.
So even if you don't necessarily trust all of them, you fought with them before.
Yes.
So you have a good understanding of who they are. I like that. Okay. Is there anything else you want to know while you're in the maelstrom? You did roll pretty high.
Sheen doesn't appear to be evil. Is there any powerful force around here at all? Anyone?
How weird are you?
Negative one.
Then you're not in tune with the sort of thing the three is. So no, you don't necessarily...
I do not feel...
Yeah, if you were way weirder, I would...
How would you skin her in your maelstrom? Would she be like a djinn?
Probably. She might be. Or she might be made of gold, similar to the sun.
Sorry, just curious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She wouldn't shine.
We'll have to see. When you run into her, we'll find out.
Because I don't really see through objects like a lot of people do. What I see is what I see. I don't see through things. So, like, if I had a line of sight to her, I might see her.
Yeah.
She's not... Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
The only reason you can see them... You can see the emanations from the machine, but you can't see the machine itself. Do you want to come... So he's lost in prayer. Is there anything you want to do while that's going on?
Marker on my face would awaken me.
I was actually just going to suggest that.
You say while you're at the...
No. I know Caitlin so well that I know what her character is.
Yeah. That's actually going to be my joke.
Can I say that Bigfucker is about to...
Just Bigfucker is a Sharpie.
And just as you're... You know what? Roll cool. And the fire is... He wakes up. Or he comes out of it.
Seven.
Ooh.
Oh, I must interfere with this Sharpie, which is about to be on my face.
This is even better. It's even better. So, you could either notice he's snapping out of it and pull it away in time, or have the Sharpie on his face when he snaps out of it.
I flinch!
What is this that you have in your hand?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It is a...
You marked for that, by the way. I think you already capped out.
It is
I
a pen? Pen? What are you going to write on my face?
Hey, you still have two questions.
I do have two questions.
Is there anything you want to ask?
I do.
Do you like marker on your face?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how offended would a penis on your forehead make him?
It's been a tattoo I have always wished but have never had the courage.
Steve. So, I am unfamiliar with your journey here. Other than I know you've gotten kicked out of my wife's lab. What is your jihad? Why are you here?
I have no jihad. I am here to search for evil.
Oh, God will.
God will? Come on. I don't know what the jihad is. I am unaware of this term. Clearly, I have demonstrated before that this guy does not know anything at all.
I'm going to skin this as Sneak having been raised in Oregon. Okay.
Caitlin.
What is your journey?
He has never seen a Quran in his goddamn life.
All right.
Never seen
it. So why are you here? What brings you to some town? Everyone but me, I feel like, knows what the fuck is going on.
Well, Rakara, when he was praying, saw a terrible omen. That's why I'm here. I have told this to many people. Is there something more that I could clarify? I feel as though this is not enough for you.
I just feel like everyone around me is having these visions of gods and...
You do not? You do not feel his
presence? No, I fucking... You know what the extent of my visions of gods have been? My extent of this has been black squiggly things coming out of the machine. Me smashing the black squiggly things coming out of the machine. Me sending Norman into Maelstrom. Norman I think doing something for Found, Found dying, everyone getting upset that Found died, Absence shooting Found in the head after he died, everyone setting the boat on fire.
I think I understand. No one has explained to you the love of God.
No, people love to explain to me the love of God. It just... Has it ever occurred to you guys that maybe the reason shit keeps on happening around here is this thing you guys keep talking about isn't God? You know, maybe something really fucked up is out there, and that's what's causing all this trouble.
If there is a monster out there, there is no reason for why it would not kill us. Unless, of course, there was something preventing it.
Or, you know, there's one shitty thing, and it's just kind of bad at it.
Do you think a monster like this that could blacken the sky would not be able to just come down and finish the job?
I mean, you know, sometimes I try to do something, but I'm drunk or I'm tired. And,
this beast knows no fatigue.
How do you know? Relentless.
I have felt its presence. And it is a terrible one. Maybe...
I don't even know why I'm trying to have these conversations with people. I don't know why I try to talk to you. I don't know why I try to talk to fucking Eliza.
Listen to me. You have seen it. You have fought this evil. You understand what a terrible threat it poses, but maybe you could help. I know you do not believe in God. You do not have to. But if you
know,
join with me, we could live in a world where our children are not afraid of demons. All they have to worry about is men with guns. They could die in their body. Their souls would be safe.
You know, when you first came in...
10, you have shared my vision.
I liked where that was going.
God damn it!
No! The opposite.
So what is that? Read the move.
Okay. When you share your vision of the future with another player's character, roll plus hard. On a 10-up, which I got, hold 3 of them. whenever you like, you can spend your hold 1 for 1 to have them mark experience. On a miss, they hold 1 over me to do the same.
What?
Yeah, he can reward you for, like, following in his vision, basically.
I refuse to.
Does Big Fucker even need
you
the XPs?
No. You can get a new playbook.
Look, asshole. When you first came to town, I thought that you were on my side about Found being a jerk. And Found fucking up this place. And Found being a jerk again. And now you sound just like him.
I am nothing like that man. He is a madman. And he has destroyed your town.
Yeah, he has. And you're gonna do the same damn thing.
I do not believe that Found destroyed this beast. I think he has joined him.
You know what? That wouldn't fucking surprise me, because it's Found. But you know what? I don't...
Perhaps Found's absence is what has caused this.
That wouldn't surprise me either. You know what? I don't care. Right now, I just want to stop this shit from happening, and I don't want to overlay some weird religious bullshit
on
everything.
Then simply help me.
Help you with what?
Help me with Eliza. She does not trust me. I can help you. I can help your people. Trust me. And... 10. Trust me.
Is that a seducer manipulate?
It's a manipulate.
It's certainly not.
I was hoping it was a seduce. Because I'm so drunk.
Well, you can interpret it as a seduce if you like, but it was not.
Big Fucker leads in a kiss to city.
Do you have to, like, unzip the mask first?
What are you doing?
Do you want... Oh, no, because I have a thing.
Oh, my God, you...
Do it! Do it! Do it!
So you go... You start unzipping it?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you hear...
Now?
How it...
And then you hear the voice go silent.
Norman? Norman, is that you?
Nothing.
I am not Norman.
Shut up! Norman... I'm opening my mind.
Do it.
7.
Okay. It is the spheres are currently not moving.
That's not good. Or is it good?
Or
I don't know.
Wait. They are. It took you a while to notice it. They're sliding smoothly and moving slowly. It is the only time you've ever been in the maelstrom and it's been even remotely peaceful.
It's like well oiled.
Exactly. And every once in a while there's a deep rumbling and the ground shakes a little bit, but it never gets up to that grinding that you normally experience. And, but it's weird because the entire landscape has changed. The spheres don't look the same as they normally do. It's somehow darker, and there is this whispering sort of on the wind, and it's almost it's at the issue you're hearing. It's like, and you hear.
Norman? Norman! Do I hear any more?
You hear what you think might be a word or two at the very edge of your hearing. And then there's a giant grinding and shuddering, and the gear underneath you sort of moves like. And then it stops again, and everything is like the scenery's completely changed, like you're in a different place. Like, and then the wind has stopped, and you can't hear the voice anymore.
Oh, so he's gone. Okay.
You snap out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
okay, so
you come back.
Big fucking right.
Yelling.
You okay, my friend?
I am now being... No. I... The maelstrom, I think I heard Norman. I can't find him.
Who is this Norman?
Norman shoved Found out of the way. He said he helped send the satellite, the thing that the machine is protecting against, the thing that found, the thing that was fucking with Found, that God inside Found. Found was bad to start with, but the satellite made Found worse. Norman helped.
Norman killed Found and harmed the machine?
No, not the machine, the satellite. The darkness, the evil thing.
So Norman is a great warrior of strength of character.
No, but kind of a friend.
Is he all right?
He said he's lost. I can't contact him anymore.
We must find him. He is the only one.
That makes him sound like Highlander. He is not.
He's lost. Highlander?
That's an ancient pop culture reference my dad used to make. I don't even know if he knew what it was a reference to.
Are you guys...
I think we kind of
see that. Do you want to know anything about the machine while where it's part of it's broken, the augury part still works?
How hard is it going to be to fix it?
Ooh. It's going to take you several days and lots of parts. I don't think it works in the time frame that you've got.
Okay, then I think it's time for Plan B, which is, I'm not sure what that is.
Well,
find three and...
Find three and...
And do something.
Okay. let's
maybe we need
jump
to turn it into
over.
A weapon.
So, are you planning on sticking around here?
Yes.
You are going to plan to stick around, okay.
I will send a courier to Rakara, but I think my services are needed here.
So twice, I want to have one more scene, short scene. Do you, now that Shashaz is dead, was there anything else you were doing here?
Let's see. Well, I did have to keep an eye on Shaza for Shaza, but that was the only Shaza requirement I had.
Requirement over.
Yes, that job is done. I don't think I did a good job of it, so I'm not taking any pay there, but that's okay.
Well, I don't think you want to go back into that tent.
No, I grabbed my die and my gun and the taser, which I debatteried until I can get the thing off.
Peanut butter.
Yeah, well, that may be later. I'm not really feeling like Sucktown is the best place to be applying peanut butter to the back of my head. So yeah, I think I'm gonna check up on Sadiq, because he's the last guy around here who I really need to watch out for.
Balls, by the way, Balls. You run into Balls. He's running towards the thing, the tent, as you emerge, and he's like, "Boss, I heard a gunshot, and then there's bugs everywhere. Oh my god, bugs everywhere! Oh my god, bugs everywhere! Oh my god, bugs!"
Yeah, I tried to shoot him. It didn't work too well.
He's like,
I think I got the biggest one.
Squishing them and like, okay, they're gone. What the hell just happened?
It's a long story.
No, what happened?
You know Shaza, right?
Yeah?
You don't have to worry about Shaza anymore.
I don't...
I'll show him the taser. Like, Shaza was trying to keep me, as one of his toys, so...
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah, it was pretty creepy.
Oh boy, I've been in that situation before, and
with
Shan.
Did
No, it was Shaza.
Yeah,
back before.
Have you seen?
That's where I kind of learned some of my tricks. But so, did you cut off his?
No, I just shot him.
Oh, okay.
I'm not, like, sick and twisted or anything.
Like dead?
The second time, I'm pretty sure.
They do call you twice. Oh, that's gonna be weird.
Yeah.
Back in Skullhead.
We're
getting... You can totally take all of his stuff now. You really don't want his stuff, do you?
No. I think we need to talk to Marvel. And maybe Sadiq.
Why did you... was there something else going... Why do we need to talk to something...
Well, he kind of did the crazy megalomaniac thing and spilled his plans before I got a chance.
He's the type who would do something like that.
And, he kind of works for Tum Tum, right?
He pulls his giant millipede out of his pants and just throws...
Let's keep walking.
Please.
So we need to talk to Sadiq and Norville.
Say something about Tum Tum.
You know he works for Tum Tum, right? Or no?
No. Who works... Sadiq works for Tum Tum? No.
Not anymore.
Shaza. He was not supposed to be working for anyone. That's why he was on Ricard's...
Yeah,
Oh.
Most of this tension bullshit that's been going on between all the different dudes... we probably should just go straight to Rakara with this. Is basically Tum Tum. And I suspect that if everything goes according to plan, all of our favorite Fief Lords
going to be at each other's necks, and then no one will notice when Ricard disappears. And you know what I like about the status quo? It's a lot easier to get shit done when you know where you stand with everyone.
That's true.
So,
although there are certainly easier people to work for than Nordahl. He's kind of a dick.
Yeah, that's true, but he's our dick. So we know where we stand with him, at least.
I like the way you think twice. It's why I work for you.
Well, it's... I know how Nordahl thinks. That's why I work for him. I don't have to worry about some crazy power play that's going to ruin... ruin everything for all of us. I like lift up his shirt, make sure there's nothing else under there.
Oh baby, nothing but balls.
Wait, I didn't say I lifted up his pants.
It's balls all the way down.
That's why they come in balls.
You're gonna have to like take a bath or some shit before we get. I'm gonna have to take a bath. Man, yeah, no, not here.
Says us passerby.
We need to get somewhere where we can take a frickin' bath.
Oh, we should get back to Skullhead.
I think that is, but we should get Sadiq. He needs to come with us and help clear shit up because his name is shit in the shit too right now.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea, boss. Let's go do that and let's get the hell out of here because this place is weird. He's like scared of the sun for a second. It's way too bright. I guess you guys eventually come down from the roof, and eventually, Twice and Balls run into you. Sadiq!
Hey.
Hello, Balls.
So, how soon do you want to get out of here?
Well, I was planning to stay. They would require my assistance with a terrible threat.
Is it more important than a threat at home?
What threat at home?
Tom-Tom's totally making a play on your shit.
Yeah. And on...
What?
Tom-Tom is totally making a play.
Tom-Tom?
He's setting up...
He's acting?
You... You know we work
you have
mostly for Norville, right?
You would not laugh if you have seen them.
What?
It really is terrifying.
Them? It?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
What?
Look, the point is you need to come back. We need to go back. It may already be too late. He may have fucked everything up.
If it was Norval or Rice.
Norval.
Tom Tom? Shit.
He's a
sneaky son of a gun.
He's been playing us all.
I'm sorry, big fucker. I will not be able to help you here.
Whoa. Okay, so.
Well, hold on. Ricard can probably handle it if he knows what's going on, right?
I am not so sure. Tom-Tom is devious. He may have his claws in every person of power. He would not have acted if he was not certain he would be successful.
If you really need to stay here, I can take a message back for you. I mean, I know I work for Norville, so you may not be the most inclined to trust me.
This is not some power play. Thank you. A message will be insufficient. Big fucker, there is a demon at home, I suspect. Tom Tom is no ordinary man. This is not a power play. This is not for land. This is not for money. This is not for people. This is for souls. This foothold is as dangerous as the one that could be created here. I cannot stay.
Okay. I mean, you kind of came in... I'm kind of confused about the whole situation with you being here today. The first place you kind of came in and were like, ooh, God and demons and devils and Satan, and I killed a swamp monster, and so I'm...
Well,
you can go. I mean, I'm just kind of confused.
It was a small one.
What are you talking about?
Kill a swamp monster or something.
It was something I told you in confidence.
I didn't know that. You had to say those things before you told me something in confidence.
Are there swamp monsters around
no,
here?
No, there are not swamp monsters around.
No. It's a demon.
He is not
is
a demon.
That...
There are no demons. Do not worry.
I am worried.
I'm a little confused here, guys.
Yeah.
Bad stuff's happening back home.
Right.
We should get there, right? You gonna come? You guys can handle what you guys seem to be doing.
I mean,
it's
wonderful what you've
anymore.
Done with the sky, but,
isn't this great? I love this.
I wish I had better sunglasses right now.
Are
I'm
you
not sure what happened.
I thought you were on the wagon twice.
I was.
You're the best sober pimp.
I was.
You should stay a sober pimp.
I'm gonna try. It's just... It's hard sometimes.
I believe in you. We are...
What are you doing
not
with
so
your
different.
Hand?
Give me your arm.
It's getting too late in the day for me.
We are brothers. You can handle this.
Okay.
Sure. You can let go of me now. That was entirely too long.
All right. And that's going to be seen.
Can we go now?
And now for Skullhead, where some shit is definitely about to go down.
Oh, crap. We're too late.
I'm gonna, well, no. No. It is still building. I'm gonna hit the restroom, though, maybe get some more coffee.
Seems good.
I have to figure out how I make this scene work, so we're gonna have a little commercial break.
It happened this morning.
Roll your beginning of session move.
Okay.
Money.
Damn.
What am I rolling? Hard. High. Yep. Great success for Soviet Russia.
14.
Yep.
Can you advance
that
move?
That way.
No. Too bad.
It's a shame, right?
He only
so,
just gets all of the money.
So I've got...
Making it rain!
I've just got surplus.
Just give out 5 monies left and right.
I'm just at 12 barter.
I only did that 3 times.
Okay, so left, right, and forward?
I can give out 5 barter left and then right, and then give out 2 barter.
Up
wait.
And then down?
Yeah, 2 barter.
And always spinning,
one up and one down.
That's not enough barter.
Well,
fair enough.
Can you put that earring so that it's at the back of your neck so I don't have to look at the point staring, pointing at your...
Is it here?
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, it's been seriously unnerving me.
That?
What
is get that
back
I was wondering
about
that.
Mine has just a knot, and the knot slowly migrates down until it gets to the thing.
Yeah, that's exactly
the course of the day.
This usually has a clasp, but it broke, so I secured it around his neck using an earring clasp, using a stud earring. But
science!
Yeah.
So, you get Winkle back to the tent.
Mm-hmm.
And he's nattering on the whole way about all the things he saw and all the things he did. That's slightly stomach turning.
It reminds me of something really obscene a patient sent me in my email today.
Said who?
Said Caitlin.
Email still happens,
and
right?
Mox is waiting by the door. Oh, I'm so glad. Is he okay? Is he okay?
He's okay as Winkle will ever be in the head region. I just insulted your brother, but you know, I kind of get to because
he's a little slow, but he's a good kid. He really is. I promise.
Yeah, I just, please don't make me ever do this again. It's super uncool.
sweetheart. Is the kid back from the stripper?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so everything went okay?
Yeah, you know, I think I seriously owe him something. Someday, I think. We're gonna be having to do a lot of favors for a lot of warlords.
Like, rights as people, right?
I know I promised you.
Because we got four guys inside.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, the other two are gone.
Good. I don't have time for this.
Have you just slept in, like, the last 2 days?
Hmm?
Have you slept in, like, the last 2 days?
I've closed my eyes.
You gotta take care of yourself, girl. Oh, well, let's just get inside and take care of these people, and,
people shoot animals.
In the distance, you hear...
What the fuck is that?
Gunfire.
Oh, I thought it was a bad beatboxer. All right, let's go.
There's four dudes inside, all of whom have been shot or stabbed or, you know, in some way. Most of the wounds are not serious.
All right, ladies, what's going on? Who's worst?
Got wound over here, but it appears to have missed most of the intestines. The important ones. We can stitch it back together. This one is, broken collarbone. This could be tricky to set, but I think we can do it with a pin.
Okay, collarbones. Give a fuck about collarbones.
This is, over here as, we have one with a, couple of stab wounds.
Any bad stuff?
No, remarkably, but you'll need some stitches. And then the last one. I got the last one. This one is tricky because she's got a head wound and she's unconscious. And one of her pupils is blown, so she's probably got a sub of the.
Come on, you can do it!
A subdural hematoma.
There you go. Okay. Okay, Mox, start drawing on subdural hematoma. Shukusa, start on the intestines. Collarbone.
Why do I always get a reach in somebody's guts? Alright.
Because you love it.
I should probably have washed my hands first, right? I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, of course I washed my hands.
I'm going to wash them till after.
They're not dirty yet.
I'm reliable.
Collarbone, how long have you been in here?
They said it was he or she.
He?
He, yeah. Just half an hour.
You don't have any visible open wounds, so here's a kitten to play with. Right. Stab. Stabby, stab, stab. How long have you been here?
I came in with them.
Oh, were you guys like a party?
A party? Doing a job for Rice. You notice they're all dressed in Orville's colors.
God damn it. Okay. Alright.
This whole thing is going to cost you 4 stock. Do you have 4 stock?
Probably not.
You did just get the shipment from Rice, right?
Oh, you know what? I totally did this. But
it was 3 in case you didn't mark it. Kitty. Kitty. Ow! Okay, other hand. Kitty. 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 This is the sound my cat makes, and she's an adult. One of my cats, the one I don't like. The one who doesn't like me.
When she's happy?
When she wants something. She doesn't really make a sound when she's happy. She purrs like a cat.
tries to talk to us. Like, when we're talking to her, she's like, meow.
That's Boss. Boss does that. Say, Boss. Meow. Boss. Meow. Boss. Meow.
She just wants to talk.
And then Pumpkin will she'll, like, pick up a toy in her mouth, and she'll, like, she'll decide in the middle of the night she wants someone to play with her, and she'll just crying.
Punk throws herself bodily at the
bedroom. I think that leaves me with only one stock left, now that I counted out. So
okay.
I have to just leave one stock in there.
So you managed to get underway treating these guys. Then suddenly three other dudes storm in Sadiq's colors. They are armed.
Are they wounded?
No.
Good.
Name one of your lieutenants.
Alright. Grom is a major.
I don't want your, like, second in command. I want your, like, third or fourth in command.
Okay.
Because I'm gonna die.
I'm glad you wrote those down.
I don't have any names off the top of my head.
We'll find one. That's fine. Pull one off of your, is there something good on your touchstone sheet?
Let's see. Humpty Dumpty is not acceptable. What about Eliza? That sounds good. How about Morgana and Road?
I like Road.
Road?
No, let's do Morgana. Why the fuck not?
Okay.
That's just crazy. So Morgana comes in, and Morgana looks like a Morgana. She's sort of olive skinned, but her hair is in, like, long dreads that sort of wrap around her.
You did not have to describe that. That was already the picture I had. Damn.
Good. you know, and she's in body armor that doubles as, like, semi-fancy outfit.
Okay.
And she's got a big fucking AR-15, which is evidently the weapon of choice as of late. And her other dudes, she's got two dudes with them that you don't recognize, also carrying assault rifles. They come in and they're like, we want them.
What the fuck y'all doing in my infirmary?
These guys came and tried to fuck us up, she says. So I think we're gonna finish the job, if you know what I mean.
Okay, you know what? You know what you can do? Okay, you can stand outside my tent, point your guns at the door, okay, and wait for them to walk outside and then shoot them. But while they are inside my tent, and I am working on them, okay, I get to fix them, because that is my job. And you can't come in here with a gun and point things at
Doesn't
them.
Doesn't that seem like a waste of resources?
I don't care! It's my job! Okay? And if you do this and you bother me during my job, I won't help you.
But
when
what's
you
the
get
point?
Sh-
You're clearly low on supplies. If you just
give
them to
us
now.
I like fixing things. It's my job. I don't question you and you're walking around shooting people and shooting them, you know? What's the point in, you know, shooting people just to have them come here and get
she
fixed?
She closes her eyes and just kind of goes, I'm going to give you to three. And then I start
what?
Shooting up everyone in this place. Do you understand?
You know what? In that case, I'm never going to
thing?
Fucking help you and your allies ever again.
No,
I will never stitch them.
Dead.
Really? You'll have killed the only fucking angel in all of Skullhead, you fucking stupid cunt?
That's a roll. Seduce or manipulate, maybe?
I think so.
Unless you want to, you read a sketch. I don't think it's too late to read a person at this point.
I'll read a person. Or what do you want?
Sitch is better. What do you got?
So, you know.
Not a lot of.
The worst it could possibly go.
Mox steps between you two. Don't you talk to my boy's boss like bang, bang, bang.
I stick my scalpel into her jugular. 7.
Alright.
This is just some
water.
Alright. That's a 3-harm weapon.
It is.
Gross.
Well, let me just, cross this one in.
Oh, she seems so interesting.
Does that necessarily have to kill her?
You stick a scalpel on her jug.
Well, you get to pick on your seized by force of seizing her throat, possibly, Mox's body.
I inflict terrible harm.
You do.
It's forearm.
I suffer a little harm.
Alright. Are you armored at all?
Yeah, I think I have armor 1. Let me check. These people can't be stupid, though. I'd like to argue that.
It's pretty easy to be stupid.
Well... kill the only angel.
It happened before.
They didn't kill the angel. They killed the angel's assistant. They're just muscling you around.
No, no. Someone else was stupid enough to kill the only angel.
It wasn't stupid. It was a good idea.
Yeah, I think in that case, that was
really
he was fixing people up most of his time.
Yeah.
A good chunk of the time he spent.
By the way,
with knives,
regardless
and
of the outcome, you just lost any future. Help for any of your followers into the future, regardless of what anything your character will ever do forever and ever.
I see.
And I will physically torture anyone in the room, the rest of the people in the room. I'll find a way.
I see.
Track them down.
So here's what happens. So actually, why don't you describe what happens?
I stick the scalpel into her jugular.
Okay. So we're seeing Boo dive over Mox's collapsed body, scalpel in hand, and just and your momentum.
Well, it's upwards.
Oh, it's upward. Okay. And your momentum carries both of you to the floor, where her bayonet slices you slightly. Like, I guess it gets you on, like on the side of the armor, but, like, she does not have enough time to bring her weapon back up and fire before she is exsanguinating on the floor. In the meantime, the other dudes in there, who, you know, might still have had weapons nearby, and Chigusa, and Winkle, for that matter, have shot, stabbed, and or piled on the other two dudes, and they are being rapidly killed. Mox is got 3 serious bullet wounds and is bleeding out on the floor. What do you do?
I grab the gun from, you know,
the corpse of the...
And I train it on the next big person I see.
They're both dead at this point. Shigusa has basically, she used to shank one of them, and Winkle was like holding on to him, and then one of the other dudes who was in the room found a gun and just popped the other guy.
Collarbone, maybe.
Yeah, it might be collarbone. So it's just 3 dead guys and Mox.
Okay, Shigusa.
Yes, she's like
stop
wiping off
bleeding.
Her.
stop what you're doing
there's
and stop
so much,
bleeding on Mox.
Oh my god, there's so much blood.
Shut the fuck up and stop
she
Mox
goes for
bleeding.
Her bandages.
Any stock we have right now goes into Mox. I don't care how much we take. I don't know how much we waste. It's Mox.
I think the only thing... I think you're going to have to lay hands on her if...
I'm going to,
yeah.
Yeah,
if she's
going
to survive. Because
yeah.
She's at three harm. She is in... She's going to die imminently if you don't. If you don't do something. She might still die at two harm. She's an NPC after all.
Convenience.
You enter her mind a little bit as you lay hands on her. She's been shot three times, all torso hits. One's a gut shot, some shit's bad tore up in there, but including actually two of them are gut shots. One of them went through her liver. There's some serious bleeding going on there. One went through her intestines. There's less dangerous bleeding. A couple of her ribs are just wrecked. And then she's got a chest shot. Her left lung is completely collapsed. It missed her heart and her aorta remarkably. But the ribs there are also almost shattered. And there's still shrapnel in the chest cavity there, and it's she's a mess inside, but you get this picture. What do you see what's the picture you see of her mind? She's not fighting you. She can't at this point. What's she like inside?
Well, my picture of people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to remember that my maelstrom is
very biological.
It's purely biological.
Okay. Then
there's no interpersonal connection.
There's no interpersonal connection.
Okay. With anyone. It's like a mechanic.
All right, but you can. But you. What do you think you can fix?
I know I can fix the. Well, I know I can,
Which of the three wounds do you want to try to fix while you're here?
Well, I'm in there. I think I want to fix the hardest one to get to, I think is going to be the liver.
I think you're right. I think that's the one that she has the most chance
hardest,
of bleeding to death internally while you're trying to work on her.
Because anything else is going to be hard to get by surgery.
Okay.
And I can get this really easily in the maelstrom.
So do you just knit the flesh back together yourself, or is it like you can? How do you? What exactly happens as you're fixing this?
I think I don't know what this would look like if you were up in the maelstrom.
Your hand's like going into her.
Yeah, I'm kind of picturing, like, the Matrix when Neo's, like, pulling the bullets out of Trinity. And just, like, just happens that you don't leave a wound when you pull the bullets out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So you reach in there and you the blood vessels back together, squeeze, and they're whole, and you just...
Because, like, I'm just thinking of someone, like, if you were to be... Do you remember, like, you ever get those, anatomy textbooks which have like all of the transparencies where you can flip them over
to
different
layers. Oh, I
see.
That's really cool.
I'm thinking of something like that. If you were able to just like flip open a layer and be like, oh, that's in there. You know? I don't even know what that would look like if you were seeing it from a real perspective.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So she's still in critical condition, but you think you've stabilized the thing that's most likely for her to die within the next, say, minute or so.
Yeah.
It's an absolute giant mess in there, though, still. What do you do?
I'm going to spend the remainder of my stock.
But what about those three guys?
Well, it's not like they need it anymore.
They totally need it. They're super ruined.
They're dead. It doesn't matter.
Whatever it needs to do, you know. I had 5 stock that I can spend on her.
You do mark for, by the way, for the trying to read the sitch, even though you blew it.
Yeah, sure, screw it, don't die.
You deserve at least that.
I have a gang now. By the way.
Convenient.
Actually, the very next scene after I got my gang.
So, how much stock does that end up taking? I had 5 to start with. How much did I end up spending on the guys who died?
Oh, nobody. No. The four, nobody died. The people you were treating, nobody died.
Okay, so I did spend my stock.
Yeah, you spent. Yeah, you spent your last. Then you spent your last one
on Mox.
On Mox.
Okay, so I've no stock.
Yeah, and roll plus stock spent. I think this is a thing. You spend stock.
Mm-hmm.
Check the move.
Got 3 characters with gangs now. So much gangs.
Oh no, that's different. Actually, let me actually take a look at this. I'm sorry.
We have 3.
Yeah. Not like me. Yeah, between the two of us, we've got 3 gangs.
Kar's already hit 6 moves, made a new character.
Kar's just got 6 gangs.
Well,
5 now.
Well, it does.
Only kind of, though.
Best gang.
Hmm? Okay, so you've actually already stabilized her to 6. So that's actually not...
Find it with yeah. Shit, I don't even remember what his name is now.
He could be as big as Sunktown, though.
Who? The original Sunktown hardholder guy?
Mercer.
Yeah, I kind of have combined Mercer's gang and Farron's gang. Yeah. Well, you know, there's been some worms in the interim.
Yeah. And some failed assaults.
Yeah, if he hadn't tried to blow up Skullhead.
She's gonna be... With what you've spent, you work frantically on her and sort of ignore the other people. That you and Shigusa both work frantically on her. And Winkle is sort of beside himself. He's just sort of pacing back and forth, and sometimes he just sits in a chair and rocks. She's gonna be out of commission for days, at least. Probably weeks.
Mm-hmm. But she's stable?
With the stock spent, you managed to stabilize her. You are now bare. Your cupboards are bare. And clearly there's a war coming. What do?
I need more fucking stock.
You do, in fact, need more fucking stock.
But I know But I know who I won't have to spend any on.
Why do your characters hate my characters?
One of them doesn't have any trouble with Sadiq.
That's true. You awaken to the sound of gunfire in the streets and things. It's crazy.
It's not your alarm clock.
Is it daylight yet, or still the middle of the night?
It's early, like the sky is starting to get light. Who did you say your number 2 was?
My number 2 was Grom.
Grom is downstairs. Did you come downstairs?
Yes,
angrily. Grom is waiting downstairs, and he's like, "We're under attack."
By whom?
They're wearing Norval's colors.
All right, where's Norval?
We don't know.
Where is my council? Where are my advisors?
Probably fighting. Well, Sadiq's away.
Yes, I know. As is Shaza. 2 most useful ones. Well,
do you want to find Norval?
Is there anyone else here?
There are people, they're just basically household staff scrambling around. They don't really know what to do. All the able-bodied people are probably out in the streets.
Okay, then I go get my sword.
You get your sword. Where are you gonna go?
Gonna find Norval.
Norval is, he's at his Norval's base is swarming with activity. He's massing people. He's actually out there in front, barking orders at people. He's got sort of his own. He's ragtag band of heavies. His men are mostly thugs. I mean, they're fucking hyenas, but they're a certain kind of, you know. You get over there and get your men in line. We Rikara, the hell is going on?
I would ask you the same question.
People in my livery are running around town setting stuff on fire and shooting people. My men are all here. Rice has got to be behind this.
Well, if you'll have your men go back to bed, me and you can go find Rice.
What, are you serious? We need to...
You're right. Me and you and Grom can go find Rice.
Grom is like, but he's the one who's been attacking us. This is madness. What does Rice have to do with any of this?
I don't know yet, but I intend to find out. I don't like waking up to the sound of gunfire in my city.
Ah, Lord, let me take a few of my men, then. I don't trust Grom.
Okay.
Their men have been attacking our holdings as revenge for whatever it is that's going on.
When? Now?
Overnight.
Tonight?
The last few hours.
Okay. Grom, get some of your men. Norval, get some of your men. Don't get more than, like, half a dozen. Please.
Grom actually... four guys on motorcycles drive out from, like, around the corner. It's like, just in case, I had them follow us quietly.
On motorcycles.
Quietly on motorcycles.
There's enough noise right now.
They're actually mopeds, so they're pedaling.
Oh my god, downgrade. I got super downgraded.
Well, but
they're motorcycles grand would, mopeds.
Full size motorcycles would fall through a lot of the catwalks on Skullhead. They're actually much more practical.
Just got ruined.
Well, it's not like it was on a Segway or a scooter. I mean, come on. Norval, you know, waves over a couple of his guys. All right, you've got a posse. We'll call it a small gang.
Everyone else here, stay put. Go back to bed. Go back to sleep. Sit. Just don't do anything stupid.
All right.
All right.
So you take your posse south into Rice's territory, and when the people look really agitated, but when they see you walking at the front of the formation, they sort of stand down. Rice is on his boat on a walkie-talkie, giving orders frantically. He doesn't see you coming.
I get as close as possible until he does see me.
Boss!
Rice!
Norval!
Rocky!
Rom, what are you doing?
Why are you all shooting each other in the middle of the night?
Well, Sadiq's men attacked us.
Grom... Is this the case?
No, Norville's men attacked us.
All right. There appears to be misunderstanding here, and I think I can see the cause. Because, you see, Sadiq's men attacked Norval here, and your men attacked Grom, and... Right?
Grom is one of the
I'm trying to get all this straight.
Yeah, it actually.
Alright, all your men are fighting each other. None of you gave the orders, and none of your men appear to actually be fighting each other. Well, except for a couple.
No, a bunch of my men are actually out in the city right now fighting because we have to defend our territory, but.
God damn it, Rice.
Well, I have to keep my holdings. It's not like.
Is that a walkie-talkie you have there? Give it to me.
Well, yeah.
This is Rikara. Stand the fuck down.
But they're shooting at us, sir.
Tell them that Rikara says to stand the fuck down.
Seduce or manipulate, maybe?
Seduce.
Hey, baby, stand down.
Rikara says stand up. Too bad.
Nine.
Okay. I think the concrete assurance is you're the you're king of the island. they recognize that it's you on the phone.
It's good to be the king.
Yeah. Sure. We'll just tell them to stop shooting. We'll figure it out.
Stop shooting them, and I won't shoot you later.
So everyone's just sort of, all three warlords are sort of staring each other down.
Who here is good at math? I am. There are four warlords. Well, there are three warlords, and there's one warlord conglomerate. And you three don't know what's going on, which means the other one does. Rice, get half a dozen men, and we're going to find Tumtum. At least one of them.
Joint operation.
Rice is like, yeah, about that. He looks nervous. Do you need like to read a sitch or a person or something?
I would like to read.
You've been conversing with all of them, but you also can read the sitch.
Yeah, I'm just trying to.
I would like to read a person.
Which one?
Rice.
Good choice.
But I don't.
What did you roll?
A four.
Well, at least you mark.
It's true.
Sure. We'll go see Tum Tum. Six guys. You. Let's go.
Alrighty.
So, Tum Tum's territory. Tum.
Yep.
Nothing really seems to be going on here. I mean, there's guards posted everywhere because there's gunfire in the city. They kind of look at you funny and let you through. And then you get to the building where you know Tum Tum does business. And there's only one of them there.
Good morning, Tum Tum.
Good morning, Lord.
I...
What brings all of you here today?
I have four warlords.
You do?
Three of them don't know what the hell is going on, and neither do I.
Well, neither do I, Lord. There was gunfire, and fortunately,
if you don't, I'm going to kill you and find the Tum Tum who does.
That's not how it works, Lord.
I don't know how it works. I don't care how it works. You know what doesn't work?
What?
This shit.
Okay. We don't know anything... I don't know anything. They don't know anything. We don't know anything about what. God, I wish there was more of me here. It's harder with only one.
That's why I brought a bunch.
What's going home? They only have to deal with an Eldritch Horror.
Look, I don't know anything about this. I'm sure none of my men have anything to do with this. these animals want to have their petty squabbles, and all of a sudden, like, what did you say? You know, Norval's eyes light up, and Rice is just gonna, like, Grom doesn't, I mean, he's like a second or third lieutenant, it doesn't really matter. It's like, he knows Sadiq's not an animal. Like, he's, they're the most disciplined of the folks. So, like, but Tum-Tum's, look, if we find any out, we'll be sure to let you know. Promise.
Sure. The next time.
Do you want to read anything here?
Yeah, I want to read a sitch, actually.
Do that thing.
There's too many of them for just one person.
No! It's another four.
Oh, seriously?
Dude, yeah, I'm starting to trust Tum-Tum more than Rice.
How close are you to Dingy?
One.
I'm halfway tempted to give you a roll on this. He sort of smiles and he says, I think, how skeeved out are you by Tum-Tum?
I don't know. To me, he's just a scheming fat man that I've seen die a couple times.
Alright. Norville says, that's not good enough. Lord, I mean, I trust your judgment, but you can't trust this thing.
I'm the master of a domain of fucking hyenas and scheming fat men and...
You! That's what you are.
And people driving boats and shit. Look. Stop shooting each other in the middle of the night. If you're going to shoot each other, do it out in the swamp. I don't care if you shoot each other out in the swamp. I mean, I wish you wouldn't, but...
If I find out you're behind this, Tum-Tum. It pokes Tum-Tum in the tum. I'll... Ooh. Oh, wow. The things I could do. To a dude that there's more than one of. He kind of smiles and he's like, I'm looking forward to this.
Norval, I kind of trust you because I'm not convinced you're clever enough to be the one behind this. But if I find out who's behind this, I'm going to murder them. Except it's going to be execution style in public.
Can I help?
Yes.
3 out of 4 times.
Well,
good enough for me.
If he's someone who does, he can help by holding still.
Exactly. Now, everybody, go home. Don't shoot each other. Is there anything that you all need from me right now? Since we're all
Rice,
here...
Rice actually says, well, there is... I need supplies to repair my... This is probably not the right time for this, is it?
Probably not.
I'll talk to you about it later. Men... And Rice is in his man bug.
Oh.
I need to cancel with Rikara at some point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally. That might be the next scene.
Yeah.
Do you want to cut the scene here? I think we cut the scene here.
Yeah.
Enough has been done. So, let's say this is the day that Sadiq comes back. So Boo and Sadiq, you can both be there if you want.
Right.
Sadiq, you get to the island and, yeah, no, isn't that fun? And Grom, Grom's waiting for you on the dock. And, like, man, since you've begun, all hell's broken loose here. And he sort of fills you in on what they, what he knows about what's been going on. So we should go talk to Rikara. And so Sadiq, so you just walked in for an audience with Rikara, and Sadiq and Grom come in.
Oh, excellent. Which one of you two do I need to beat the ever-loving shit out of?
Neither of us. That is unnecessary.
Really? Really? Which...
Can I be there, too? Because I kind of want to...
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure. You can come in with Sadiq, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. This is actually the reveal.
Yeah.
Trying to make up for your terrible body guardsmanship.
Did you get hurt?
No, but I certainly could have, and you were not there.
Was there when it counted?
Regardless.
I found out more important information.
What is this craziness?
your men broke into my just came into my clinic and tried to shoot up some patients of mine and then shot my assistant 3 times when she was trying to defend me, and so I had to, you know, fucking knife them in the jugular, and I want to know why you're sending people into my clinic to murder my patients, and why I have to waste 5 fucking stock because you can't control your people, or because you are sending them to commit murder while I'm trying to help people.
This is basic. Just as an aside, you did bring back medical supplies, right? That you had purchased from White and his crew? Everything but the worm stuff.
Yes.
Just checking. Okay.
So that's... Now, did he produce it, or did Shaza?
Shaza is dead.
Yeah.
It has been repurposed.
Okay.
Well, I am glad to hear that you have killed them, because I would have had to kill them myself. That is an unacceptable thing.
Why did it happen in the first place?
Unfortunately, as I understand, there have been a great many terrible things that have been going on. I'm sorry that it had to happen to you. Is your assistant all right?
I don't know. She got shot 3 times. Once in the liver, her lungs collapsed. The other time, I don't know if she's going to be out for weeks, if she gets better at all. You know how it is.
I have a gift for you. This is not enough to make up for such a terrible thing. But we have 5 stock.
Great.
I hope this assists.
That that sets me to? That sets me to, before your people shot up 4 guys and, you know, then my assistant.
Do you know whose guys they were?
I think they were Norville's guys. I don't know.
They should not have shot at anyone. Does not matter whose.
So
I deeply apologize.
Twice does know something here, right?
I don't actually know for sure that they were really Norval's guys, or that they really weren't Norval's guys.
I think you would, from what you heard, I think you would strongly suspect that they weren't.
Yeah. What you do with the corpses?
There's, you know, dump.
Well, no, they're not corpses. They lived.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, some of them are still recovering in the...
Not my men.
No, but the guys that got shut up.
Oh, the child guys?
Yeah. Norval's guys?
Oh, 2 of them are still recovering. One of them, you know, is walking about.
Do you know what they're... Did you get their names?
Yeah.
I'm not going to go find somebody if you want to tell her. You can just say, tell the names.
Well, yeah.
Insert 4 names here.
Those aren't... I don't think those are Norval's guys. They were wearing Norval's colors, though? Wasn't Grom saying there were some people impersonating Norval's guys fucking with you so that your guys would fuck...
It's true. There have been people miswearing uniforms to create confusion.
This sounds consistent with what I observed in the middle of the night last night.
I'm assuming I've had a chance to remove the... brain plug.
Yes.
Have you seen one of these before, Rikara?
No.
You know Shaza, right?
Yes.
I have some good news and I have some bad news.
Good news first.
The good news is you don't have to worry about Shaza anymore. The bad news is he was working for Tum Tum. And this is like a pain mind control chip thing.
Ew.
Yeah, it's kind of messed up. And he thought it would be enough to keep me in his grasp. And so he spilled everything before he let his guard down and I shot him.
I thought he was working for... I could trust.
Tum Tum?
No, you could...
Oh, Shaza.
Yeah, you could trust Shaza until Tum Tum got to him.
His claws are deeper into your...
Tum Tum has claws too.
You might want to take a close look at Rice.
Rice.
I think Rice is working, from what he said, pretty close with him. Tum Tum was planning on screwing him over, and the moment where he realized how much Tum Tum was screwing Rice over was where Shaza realized how much he was going to get screwed over. Which was my opportunity to shoot him and get the fuck out of it.
And Rice is trying to blackmail me for in exchange for medical supplies. You already knew about that, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's relatively normal, but...
Yeah, it's pretty racy.
Hmm. Do you have any solid evidence of this plot, or...
Well, if the people she's got fixed up aren't Norval's guys... That's at least a wave in the right direction. Have you been intentionally fucking with Norval's crew?
I have most certainly not.
And he hasn't been fucking with yours, but from what I heard from overheard from Grom talking to you, both of those things have been happening, apparently.
People have been wearing my uniform and fighting in my name, but against people who I would never harm.
Is Morgana one of your crew?
Yes.
She was pretty intentionally fighting in your name.
Perhaps she was fighting against people who had harmed her. She was zealous. I apologize. But I believe that she was trying to do the right thing.
By picking on Mox?
She was not very bright.
Look.
My lord, it sounds as though Tum Tum is manipulating his way to being the only warlord with any strength left. You must rally your forces and take the fight to him before he begins to take it to you.
I trust you, Sadiq.
I think he's right. I mean...
And I'm not entirely sure if I should trust you, but... It seems consistent.
I work for Norval. Let's be frank here. And if Norval and Sadiq are at each other's throats, they're going to be too busy fighting to pay me. And they don't actually have any cause to fight, as far as I can tell. It's all been concocted by Tum Tum. I liked things before, or I knew where my next paycheck was going to come from. I wasn't... being asked one by one guy to spy on another on the auspices of a third. That's just bullshit and not good housekeeping.
Well, I promised you a barter.
I couldn't find Chris. I asked around, there's a couple people, no one knew him.
He's like 6'8". How do you miss him?
I don't know. I talked to the tallest fucker I could find and he said he didn't know anything.
Perhaps I could ask my friend. I met a man, Big Fucker, back there. He
yeah, that's who I talked to. He said he didn't know anything.
Tall people aren't like a club where they all know each other.
Right, but
that is not so. I know two very tall people, and they are close friends.
Holy shit, man.
the medical supplies back. Sorry.
I appreciate that.
I mean, actually, I probably don't have them on me. They're like in the boat or something.
No, thank you for giving us. So.
Sorry, I couldn't do better there.
Well, you still did your job.
Well, we kind of had to hurry back when we found out about the plot going on here. Didn't have time to properly case Sunktown.
You were right, Rakara. There was a terrible evil in Sunktown. It has been temporarily dealt with, and they are apparently fighting it. But this is more pressing.
Is this the demons and swamp monsters you were talking about?
No.
There are swamp monsters?
There are not swamp monsters.
I sure as hell didn't see any swamp monsters.
See, there was no swamp.
The sky?
Do not worry.
The sky?
There is no reason to
see. You could see, like, this bright light, and if you stared at it for a little while, there'd be purple dots in your eyes.
The world is getting so exciting.
From the sun.
There are swamp monsters.
Right, that's what they said.
Don't tell them. They'll freak the fuck out.
Found's dead. That's good news, right?
Found is dead.
Yeah.
Then
the power.
What is the evil?
Well, that
in
is
Sunktown.
Perhaps it was Found's master.
Oh, I see.
He worshipped a dark god.
Well then, I believe I have a plan to deal with our internal strife, at least for the moment. After that, perhaps we will help save Sunktown.
It didn't look like it was all that bad off, like, compared to last time I was there.
Perhaps we'll help save ourselves.
Oh, yes. And one more thing. The Mountain King is looking to take over Sunktown for himself, and he will probably not stop there. He has made explicit orders to have at least me killed, and probably you as well.
If only we could convince Tum Tum to go fight the Mountain King, you'd kill two stones with one bird.
We do not wish to give Tum Tum that strength.
I'm nowhere near that manipulative. However,
I can
summon the warlords. Summon everyone. Tomorrow...
Are you manipulative enough?
We're going to resolve this.
I don't really want to talk to Tum Tum. Shaza was bad enough. Oh my god.
What happened with Shaza?
Mind control chip?
I know, but I mean, like, it's not really... Shaza's creepy, but as creepy as Tum Tum? I feel like there's Shaza and then there's Tum Tum.
Yeah,
there's other Tum Tum.
Yeah, no, Tum Tum is definitely worse than Shaza. Shaza was just like fucking bugs everywhere and.
Ew! That's specific fetish.
No, not like massive quantities, not sex with. Though maybe, I don't know. I didn't ask him about that.
So. Does anyone have any other scenes that they want to run today? God, I really want to see Absinthe in a fight with a bow.
It'll happen.
Yeah, it'll happen.
So let's tie it here. I thought we got a lot of really awesome stuff done today. Mm-hmm. I love this thing,
yeah.
the council at the end, the White Council.
Yeah, I want rally the men.
I'm insinuating myself into the council.
Well, you might be Shaz's replacement. Oh. You do have a few finger in a lot of ties.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not sure Norval will be.
Stomp.
Do not do this. She is unreliable. She was a terrible.
I wanted
bodyguard.
So hard for you to try and to get. Tum Tum to go to the Mountain King.
Well, you know, it's not too late for
that
to be
she said that she would.
Suggested.
I need a master of secrets.
She is terrible at secrets. She just told you so many secrets.
I need a master of secrets who tells me all the secrets.
Alright. Let's do HX moves. Please.
I need a master of shit. I need to
tie this up.
I've got sharp minus one.
Sadiq, who knows you better?
Big fucker.
Awesome. Big fucker, who knows you better?
Sadiq.
There you go. Does anybody roll over?
Nah.
Bah.
Okay. Boo, who knows you better?
That's a good question.
Maybe Sadiq.
Wilbur. Yeah, actually, probably Sadiq.
I was thinking that too. Alright, Absinthe, who knows you better? Such a lone wolf over there.
Yeah, I know. She likes it that way, though.
I know.
Eliza.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And what about Rakara?
Force flip?
Yeah, force flip.
Oh, really?
Oh. Then hold that and we'll get Absinthe's secret in a moment.
Okay.
What about Rakara?
Sadiq.
Pretty much a badass.
Mark on
yeah,
Rakara.
Mark. For Rakara. Mm-hmm. Eliza.
I think I'm gonna go with Sadiq for both.
Like Sadiq, did you start with like nothing for HX?
Yeah, pretty much.
So this is just getting you back up to somewhere. And
he just got around today.
What about Sadiq was awesome today. What about who do we have left? Not Eliza.
Twice?
Twice, yes.
Also Sadiq.
Oh!
That's why I said Sadiq for both of them.
Okay, I missed that, yeah. Alright. So what do you mean, like 2-2-2-2-2-3?
No, because I got Boo as well.
Oh.
I talked to Rakar a little bit, and I talked to Big Fucker a little bit. But that's
you're right,
really
but you got Sadiq. Okay, so...
The only one I didn't get is Absinthe.
Absinthe owes... Who is secret?
Eliza.
Absinthe's secret is that she wants Songtown to be a good place. She just doesn't want to be there.
Ever or just while it's becoming?
She's moved on.
You know the operative in Serenity? How he was building a perfect world, but it wasn't for him. He couldn't live there.
I gotcha.
She wants Songtown to be a good place. And she wants it to be better than it is, but she doesn't want to live there.
Is that supposed to be a worse place?
Huh? Exactly.
That would explain why Eliza didn't totally flip shit on Absinthe when she wrecked the machine.
Maybe.
Because she knew.
But it also explains why Absinthe would go, like, chase down Fuse and be like, "Don't fucking go to the map, King, you son of a bitch."
Actually, I like that because it ties that in, like,
yeah.
And not just shooting.
That may have actually just made it worse.
It may have, but her intentions are good.
The irony, of course, is that no one who went back to Songtown, no one who went back to Skullhead knows that Fuse is dead. So.
The only one who knows that Fuse is dead is Absinthe.
Who left?
And like
before she can tell anyone.
Well, you guys effectively know now.
Why?
Eliza. Well, because what's his face? Actually, wait, no, he wouldn't have even known like who I shot or that I killed anyone necessarily.
No, and he was with you.
Scoping it out.
Yeah.
Scope. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Who? Norton?
Norman?
Wooten?
I don't like that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
other kid.
At the start of the next session, during the faffing about portion, I need to figure out what my advance is going to be. Because Absinthe is getting even more intense.
So, I'm...
Do you want to just hold that and maybe retire her to safety, or do you think you can make five more?
Yeah, five.
Or are you going to go out in a blaze of glory?
She doesn't get safe.
All right.
So... I'm guessing.
I sort of saw her riding off into the sunset. All the characters, I also saw
her.
She
still might.
Into the
sunset. She's just not going to do it intentionally before the end of the campaign.
Gotcha.
I'm guessing.
Leave it up to the dice.
Both of Twice's holds are the fail.
That is, watch Sadiq and spy on Sunktown. I mean, we kind of had to leave Sunktown because while there,
I'll give you one of them. You discovered what the real plot against Sadiq probably was.
Yeah.
Which was Shaza.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what is that next P for you?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, mark one XP.
That's and remember, big fucker.
I ain't forgotten that. I get.
I'll give you
another question.
Three goddamn XP.
Yeah.
A bump.
I also have another question left for you.
Okay.
And it can be any damn question I want.
You could ask me anything.
Anytime.
Will you marry me?
What is your favorite color?
This podcast is fully copyrighted by its hosts. Visit us at podcastmagicmissile.com. I Podcast Magic Missile, attacking the darkness since 2012.